Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things. And I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them. And I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
It's Sunday night.
Sunday night, once again.
Can you
show
hear me?
106. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can everyone out there,
hear us?
Week 106.
And that's
week
106.
Yes.
Wow. Week
very
106.
Week.
Yes.
Week.
WBK 106. And tonight we are broadcasting from our new location.
New location?
Yes.
It's brand new.
The fucking new location.
We tried to throw these guys off so they wouldn't be able to come, but they found it anyway.
Such is not the case. We actually, if they'd asked us, I have a flash IP for this place, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't take that. Well, they don't have.
Well,
they don't
since
have a GPS.
We issued the damn manual, perhaps then we can actually translate what you're
Whoa,
what
was
trying
that?
To give us.
Am I not plugged in or what?
He unplugged me.
Oh, yeah,
unplugged.
No. Uncle Dak.
Uncle Dak had the plug pulled on him.
Well,
they
actually,
pulled
you don't need the damn just to get a GPS.
Excellent.
It's just
yeah, I can.
That's just the way it is. A GPS, a flash IP, for everyone who wants to know, is, in fact, a GPS coordinates feed.
Yes.
So we have the GPS coordinates feed of this place.
Is that a new tower?
A new tower? No, that's probably one you haven't seen. It was hidden away. That's not the one I'm using right now. That's the broadcast server.
That's the broad.
That's the one feeding, viewing us, our voices.
I love that kind of, you know, HAL 9000 power button.
The eye is looking at us.
Power button eye there.
Yes, that computer.
The all-knowing eye.
This was from Geeks or Us.
Yes.
From Geeks.
I figured
yes, a proud sponsor of Rant Radio.
Of Rant Radio is Geeks or Us. Plug.
Plug.
Buy everything from Geeks or Us. Everything that you don't buy at Geeks or Us, you are assisting the corporate lie.
That's
we
right.
At Rant Radio encourage...
But aren't we...
Let's
aren't
not forget
Compu
that...
City, forget Future
given,
Shop.
Given his way... The at least partial owner of Geeks R Us, he's on the side of the corporate, you know...
Who's this?
The ringleader.
The ringleader?
No, he's not on anybody's side. He's on his own side.
Yes, exactly. That's what the
looking out for
that's
himself.
What the corporations run. They're
yes,
on their
but
own
he's
side.
He's a puppet ringleader, because everyone who works for him and with him is all in cult. You know?
Projectile vomit needs a seat somewhere.
This is some funky...
Can we like, squish over...
You have a choice. You can either sit beside the attractive lady or Dak. Your call.
Gee, that was a hard
I
sell.
Give you 5 seconds to decide. Hi, four,
three, two, fun.
Do you hear the funky interference in our headphones?
I do, too. I do.
It,
you think it is the headphones?
Rather Dakian.
Hi.
Gee, it helped
us
turn this
thing on. Who's
on
the phone
on
there, Sean K?
Hello. I'm hitting six, nothing's happening.
Is somebody downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Dirk and Helen.
Ah, excellent.
Can you guys hear me?
Enki and Quoth. Have arrived. And Drex is fixing...
It's not beeping.
It's not beeping.
Well, somebody maybe can run down there.
I think,
it's all fucked up.
I think Private Drexel is running down there.
Drex, are you running down?
Drex, we need somebody
maybe,
to go down.
Dot com girl?
Well,
would
you
maybe go downstairs and let them in?
Go.
Yeah, could you? Or no?
No?
Okay.
I've
got So, yeah, we're going to have to... Oh, it's good we have two extra chairs.
Direct action, I see, once again.
Hey.
Let's try six again.
Hi, just one sec. We're trying to let you in.
Is it fucking up?
Yeah, it's not fucking doing anything here.
It should, try like, beep and... Do you hear them?
No.
Why don't you just put a rope ladder from the window?
Can you hear us? Oh, we got him in now.
So you
got
to switch. That's a horrible phone. You got to switch to line two and then line one.
That's a nice phone you got there.
Yeah, it's the only two-line phone I have, though, so...
So after New Year's, I think the dark one might have a drinking problem.
She's addicted to it?
No, no, as in with her drinking. She's been...
On the bottle since.
She's been buying bottles of Bailey's, and we've been having Bailey's on ice and watching Babylon 5, which I'm not opposed to.
No, I couldn't.
You're okay with this, then?
Yeah, I'm okay with this. Holy cow. I'm worried about that corona, because, oh my God, I'm probably flushed as fuck right now.
Yes,
you are.
You are.
I'm like, wow.
That's red corona. In the cheeks.
How
red.
The hell does that happen?
You know, well, we moved in Drexel's chair, and when we moved in Drexel's chair to Corona, we're stuck in the chair.
It's like, woohoo, score!
So we're like, score, free beer! So,
you know, it says something when you find entire beer in your
like
chair.
That chair's been carried upside. What's going on? That chair's been carried
it's
upside down and...
entire beer.
Is it? No, it's
we found
two
entire beer.
Beer. It's two entire beer. It's a girl on the left.
And Anki. She brought an
girl
Anki
on the left
beer.
And quotes and
it would have been an entirely
and,
different
wow.
story if we had found two partial beers.
Yeah. Sean, I think you may have to...
what's wrong?
Pick a seat.
Pick a seat.
You may have to pick a seat rather than take up two.
Well, actually, I'm not taking up two.
That is true. You aren't taking up two. But
there was a
somebody can switch, squish to the side. It's bigger.
It's like Rant Radio, except there's space.
Breathing room. Yeah.
The interesting thing, of course, is that although we have more space, and nobody can say anything but, wow, look at all the room, and there's still less seating, despite the fact that there's more space.
In a room this large, did we lose people with bad flatulence, you don't call it breathing room.
We lost the couch, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Remember that 9-foot couch that
we did, in fact, lose a couch.
We didn't lose it. We know where it is.
Where is it?
It's
abandoned it because
it's been abandoned.
9 feet long.
The
and
old studio.
We practically, you know, we had to bend space and time and expend a fate point to get the goddamn thing through a window.
Throw in the lap.
So
have a seat.
Fuck that. The people who move in there will inherit a couch.
It's 9 foot long. We had to take out the window and the railing to fit it through last time, and it almost broke the window.
It's
the window was bending. We don't think we'll ever see glass bend that much ever again.
Yeah, and not break. Break.
It
and
was
not
really
break.
Bad. It's like this massive, you know, monolithic statement of technology. Man. It's like the 2001 couch.
By the way, speaking about that,
okay, go ahead.
I think is we should
oh,
give
the
some introductions, and then
that?
We should. I think
oh,
we should,
okay.
We should do some introductions.
As long as everybody's going to stay in here.
Stays here. Who's here?
Okay, I'll
and
go
then
around.
We have to go on to the news because I have a story about
okay.
that.
Okay.
You're talking about the monolith, the 2001 monolith that's all over the world.
Yeah, everyone, no, does what? Does people been dropping it around all over the place?
Yeah, it's everybody and their dog knows about it.
Okay, I heard about this joke and I was laughing my ass off.
Not the joke. I haven't heard the joke, but I've unless it's the joke of the monolith disappearing.
Yeah, down in Seattle, somebody.
Yes, it's disappeared once and then it reappeared again in a bird sanctuary on an island, which was rather significant.
It's Inky.
Inky.
Sexy.
Sexy. Or at least I like to think so.
You
lift, lift your shirt and lick your tit. It's like...
I'm so bad.
That's nasty.
Okay.
I was glad that my...
I can do that without lifting my shirt.
Wow, you're fired. Okay.
First.
You didn't hear what I said.
All right, so what are we doing here? Drex. Private Drexel.
Hi, I'm Private Drexel, and I'm at the What the Hell Show. And it's a very exciting time for the What the Hell Show because we have this brand new studio. It's got a lot of room and people in it. There's a table, beer.
Thank you, Private Drexel.
there's a... What is that your way of trying to tell me to shut up? Normally, I don't have anything to say.
Thank you, Private Drexel.
Finally, I have something to say, and you don't want to hear it.
Oh,
hello.
And then, speaking of something to say, it's your old Uncle Pat.
A chorus of All Muffin.
Saying All Muffin. And then there is over to Prophet Quoth.
Look at the camera, not the TV.
Or Quoth, rather. Hey, say hello. And then there's Inky.
Again.
And then back over to Girl on the Me.
Girl on the Me.
Girl on the You.
Ah, don't think so.
I'm such a woman. I'm such a woman. Hey, how's it going? Chuck, hey, fucking man. Once
you're
again.
Several women trapped in a man's body.
I am several. I am a small colony of women.
A harem. A harem of women.
I am a harem.
That is sure.
I am a harem of fat women trapped in an even fatter man's body.
Wow.
And then we have Ronan Medic.
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other way. How are you doing out there?
And then we have leaning back. We have 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Oh,
Looking very writer-esque this evening.
I'm only feeling about 150% sexy.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's the matter?
And then we have over to girl on the left, the far left.
Inky drove me here. I feel like I took my life into my hands. Or at least he did.
Yeah. Are those new... Are those,
no, I didn't use any hands.
Girl on the left, are those new glasses?
No. No, they just broke once or twice in the last couple of weeks. I'm going to get new ones soon.
Okay, yeah. And then you clean them. And then wearing a very, very sexy shirt that you just got on sale for
$40. Thank
you. And nice nipple cam there, Sim. Holy cow. Smarties for all our viewers. Okay, and then we have the very, very effervescent. Hey, I didn't introduce her. You big egomaniac?
What?
I just commented on her shirt. It's .com girl. Lick your nose.
Yes, it's .com girl.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, that'll be shower material for months. And then we have Sumerian looking like the Rant Radio logo himself.
He's a giant Rant Radio logo.
I want to see a flash morph program from Sim's head in that shot, too. Oh, because we're not on... They won't have it because they're not on webcam. Fuck. Fuck.
We have no webcam?
No. Not this week because Sim's been lazy.
Shut.
Shim is a lazy
shut
bitch.
Shut up. I don't want to hear
your directions too.
I want him to like.
You made it here. Yeah. What's the problem?
Okay, the problem was that you told him it was an
avenue
when
and
it
not
was
a street.
Street.
Yeah, I'm all mixed
and
up.
That will cause some consternation.
The fact that we found it is a miracle.
Oh, and there's like.
And it's, yeah, there's only about 50 buildings which look just like it.
It's like, hey,
yes,
there,
I know.
Yahoo Maps said, and I quote, "Fuck you."
Holy cow, which one is she?
It explains much when you look up on a map program and the computer keeps going, no, fuck you, that guy doesn't exist.
That place does not exist.
No, go away. No, go away.
Big,
no,
bold, red letters.
Look where
no,
the Earth is now.
You.
It's my turn to drive. Fuck that.
But, oh, it's my turn. Mom!
Okay.
But I got to say that the journey out here was definitely, well, this does seem to be...
You know the whole area now, though.
The ass end of nowhere.
We were, like, driving through Tawasin, and I, like, see landfill, and I get these smells that I only have experienced in Jersey. I mean...
It's like rotting cabbages or something.
Do your people out here have the same customs as the rest of Canada?
We're very close to a small portion of the United States here, Point Roberts.
Oh, is that like Point Roberts? Is that actually...
That's like 3 minutes
that's like
from here.
That's like the Canadian colony in the States.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. It's very small. It
yeah,
has
it was,
one
it's,
gas
it's,
station.
It's more like an American colony
it's,
in
it's,
Canada.
It's an amazing fucking story behind that. Basically, they separated the 38th parallel, 49. And there were 49th parallel, and it was like what, fucking 12 feet over like one side, so they decided to keep it.
Yes,
it's ours. We're keeping it.
Okay.
Not worth fighting for. We decided.
Well,
but
really
then Canada
for.
Decides that about
beer.
Everything.
Woo-hoo, you got free beer. You get Point Roberts.
Who came out of that one ahead? You know.
We saw you coming. You know.
But they have our power and our cable and everything is ours, tapped into ours. So they might as well be Canada.
But they pay in Yankee dollar.
Yes, and that's what's important.
Wow. I guess
I'm going to get a job in Canada and work in Point Roberts at a gas station.
I guess if you're
retire after 3 years,
so your definition of nationality American. Was based on you know who you buy your stuff from. Then we're all Americans.
Well,
so
true.
The fact
Point
that they
Roberts,
buy Canadian
all the benefits
power and
of living in Canada.
Cable really doesn't mean squat.
Well, if you, went on to what the desire
well,
was,
yeah,
then
pretty
half
much.
Of Japan would be Americans. Half of like
if they could
all of the cities and whatever close to the
everybody
would
think they're a lot actually. People in Europe and Asia would think they're a lot more American than they actually are.
Hey, I got a question. What makes you think you're Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
I
live
in
Canada, period.
Okay, great. Ding. Wonderful. That's a whole lot of red mines on a piece of tarmac. What does that have to do with fuck all? Manifest
nothing.
Why was free trade made? So they didn't have to invade. Yes, that's absolutely right. Because that's all they have. That's all it is. It's free trade.
Yes.
Now, we're another fucking colony. We haven't gone outside. They're just, well... No, we're Canadian.
We have free
well,
trade unless
great.
It's unless it's something that the Americans don't want free trade for, like softwood lumber. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, whatever.
Can we just release, like, clouds of poison gas or something?
No, they're doing that to us already.
Chili deck.
Once again... Once again, another brilliant answer for the world's problems from your old Uncle Dad.
If we kill everyone, there are no problems.
Yes, yes. That's the, this guy's, once again, someone else suggesting the gas huts for the world's problems, not just the Jewish problems.
I had a movie idea today.
What's that? Who's playing with their microphone? And it just stopped.
That's because they're all...
Okay, everyone, play with your microphone one by one. I know it's girl on the left.
Is it me?
It's the...
Yes, it's the way you're phallically rubbing your microphone.
Yes, it's you.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think I was doing that.
Damn it. Your like
so, the movie idea.
I'm not licking this thing. That guy from Erased licked it.
You tried to put the entire microphone in your mouth. Anyway.
Hey there. Whoa now.
Whoa, hey, whoa. Easy now. Time for some easy now tea. We're down in now. We're down in Save on Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, Save on Foods. And they got this big organic section, right? And of course they got all these different teas. And like the teas have some fucked up names. It's like Nighty Night tea, right? Which isn't so fucked up, right?
That makes sense.
But there's like time. It's like PMS tea. Like
PMS
time of the month tea, right? I'm like
PMST.
I don't even want to know why this box is so long. But anyway, and I'm like, So, but one of the teas is called Easy Now. That's what it's called. It's called Easy Now. You know,
Easy Now tea.
I want to have that and like work in like some cubicle environment and have like people all fucking mad. They're like, "Come on, you go Easy Now." You know, that's like Mentos. Do 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 do. You know, the guy's like got a M16. He's walking from cubicle to cubicle.
Are they?
You're like Easy Now. Oh, laughing.
You both have a good laugh.
And both of you say, "Oh well," and laugh. And I walk away.
Are they planning on like a
Mentos ads? Rant Radio.
I want to do Mentos, but I want to call it Mentals, you know, where you're right, and you're sitting in traffic, and you're all like, the power is impressive to you, and I'll get a race to sing it, you know, it'll switch into Cannibal Corpse halfway through, right, and then like, get in, and the guy like, takes out his Mentals and pops one, gets out of his car, and he's got, like, got blood running out of his ears, and shit, will be like, and like the whole school bus, all the kids are doing the scanner head explode, and shit, and he's all like, and then the cops show up, and he's like, Mentals, and they're all like, ah. You know? He's got Mentos, you know? You can
it's
do like,
all okay.
Seriously, I want to get, like, somebody get me a JPEG of Mentos, but switch it to Mentals, and I'll do some fucking commercials. That would just be great.
Consider it done in about 10 minutes.
Because it happens.
Oh,
it happens in everyday life. You'll be, like, in traffic, and some fucking asshole will, like, you know, you're speeding, because you're in a hurry, and laws suck. Okay, so you're I'm doing 110, and some fucker speeds by you at like a billion miles an hour. He's going backwards in time. He goes so fucking fast by you. Okay? And he fingers you too. Because you're only doing 10 miles an hour over the fucking speed limit.
Yeah, that's not enough.
You're not speeding enough!
That's me.
I had that happen to me. I'm driving home. Not too far from here, actually. And I'm driving home and same thing, 110, this guy in this shitty little fucking whatever, you know, like Mazda RX-2 with the back window broken.
They're
and
never in normal cars.
The
they're always in
over
other
shit.
Rather than like $100,000 sports cars, or they're in this little taped together piece of shit.
Yeah, it's the car they bought, you know, 2 weeks ago, and it's just fucking crap.
They bought the car for
so
$300.
He screams by me and he flips me the bird. And I'm like, well, isn't that nice? So I'm like, well, you know, whatever. And the funny thing was, I was having one of my mellow days. I have my monk days where I try to be like very Shaolin and shit, and I'm like peace with all things and all this kind of stuff. And other days, I have my falling down days where I'm like, no, I believe I want to order from the breakfast menu, Sheila. So I'm
but
like,
sir, it's 11:30.
I'm sorry, it's 11:30, and I'm like, hell, I'm fucking sorry too. But anyway. So he drives by me, and I turn off, and as fate would have it, I'm going down like 40th Avenue, which really doesn't matter. But anyway, we go down this Ave, and we're stopped because there's like really busy traffic, and no one can get across because it's a two-way stop. And the guy's in front of me in the car, and I like pull up and I stop, and he's got like five cars ahead of him, right? So he's got nowhere to go, and he's looking in the rearview, and he's looking back. He's looking in his rearview, and he's looking back. And I'm sitting there at this time. This one I had the bright white spiked fucking hair. Right? And I'm sitting there, and I look over, and I happen to have my kukri beside me in the car. And I'm looking at the kukri. And I look back at him. And then I look at the kukri, and I look back at him, right? And I'm just thinking about it, right? And, you know, you have those visions. Go follow him to his house, you know, get out of the car, cut one of his hands off, you know, whatever.
And you're thinking to yourself, was that a vision or did I actually do that?
Wait like, a minute. No, he's still there.
That happens to me. You know, I'll be sitting there and it'll be like Herman's head. You'll be like, you know, the guy will come in and I'll be like, well, I'm afraid, you know, I had a guy. This is no shit. I'm at a sales office. Will Tell is the name of the company. And I was doing, this is when I was doing phone tech support, installing phone lines and stuff. and I had my, like any good tech does, anybody who's ever carried a SOG or a Leatherman multi-tool, that shit's addictive. You'll have like a multi-tool on your belt.
You'll use it once and go, wow.
And you're like, wow, I've totally had a use for this. You'll use your multi-tool, and then you'll have like a flashlight, and then you'll use that once, and then eventually, very gradually, you get the Batman utility belt happening, right? You got your palm, your fucking...
Danger.
But you're kitted, right? You may not look that cool, but you are cool because you've got all those capabilities. You're enhanced, right? Which is the concept of wet wiring. But anyway, so you're sitting there and you're all enhanced, right? You got your shit, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, la, 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 and this salesman, okay, which are like the lowest form of life on the planet. Varying degrees
beneath,
of salesmen.
Yeah. Beneath lawyers. Realtors at the bottom.
Oh, yeah,
but
realtors.
Realtors are like scumfuck of the earth.
There's somewhere between snake's ass and wagon rot.
Yeah, pretty much like there's the realtors, and you have like, you know, general construction contractors, lawyers, you know, these scumfucks who go up, and somewhere up, you know, 30 steps above lawyers are like, you know, Hermann Göring, you know. So I'm like, okay. Anyway, this fucking telecom salesman, which is arguably fighting tooth and nail for the lowest position with a realtor, okay, but they're so rare, so people, you know, just generally
don't notice them. Yeah.
This fucking piece of shit comes into the office. I'm sitting there making coffee. I am not fucking with anyone. I do not know why people want to fuck with me, and when my back is turned, because they
servant of death.
Like, no.
Grim servant of death.
No, Dak has the OCC, grim servant of death. They do it when I'm not looking at them and when they haven't seen me.
Yes, I've seen
and
this happen.
And then I'll turn and look at them, and they go, "Oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize you're a crazy person. You really look like you're going to cut my fucking head off. Do I? You're a remarkably observant man. You know." Holy
what
shit.
Did this guy do?
And people are like, you know, wandering around the office, and they're like, and I'm like walking from office to office talking to like Londo from Babylon 5. If you see a salesman crawling along with his intestines spilled out, tell me I must kill him before he alerts the other.
What did the salesman do?
You know, anyway, so I'm like, fuck. So I'm standing there, my back is to this asshole, and he goes, "Hey, that's a pretty good utility belt you got there." Now, if another tech came in and went, "Wow, that's a pretty good utility belt you got there," I'd be like, "Oh, thanks, man."
But you can,
you know, anyway, spend an hour
talking tech. But you could hear the derision in his voice.
Like, "Hey," and I'm like,
"I want to be your friend for 10 minutes."
And then there's like, of course, there's two other people in the office, you know, who are getting their coffee, and they're both, you know, your office cubicle
gopher. "Oh, I hear you're Canadian."
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you blow a whistle, these are all gopher cubicles who are like, "Oh, ooh," you know. But, you know, you could sit there with an AK-47 over the top of the fucking cubicles and be like, "That guy wasn't stressed. He's fucking bored." Okay? You work in a cubicle environment for 2 years, eventually you're bringing a gun to work and seeing who you can shoot and get away with it. I bet you he fucking got the selector switch swapped out. He went, and he's like, "I'll fuck in for penny and for pound."
Also, you end up worshipping a little statue of Scott Adams.
Yeah. It's like so brutal.
They sell it for $29.95 at Dilbert.com. Get yours today.
But incidentally, Scott Adams, anyone wants to see him? I finally saw the Bab 5 episode where Scott Adams was a guest on Babylon 5.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really, really...
That was hysterical, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good. Anyway, getting back to this fucking guy, he comes in and goes, "Hey, nice utility belt." And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus." You know, and you're looking in the closet. You know, you got the camera in the closet looking past the coffee cups into my face. You know, and you can kind of see that, you know, where you got the falling down, rub the coffee cup on the side of your face, you know, trying to keep calm and shit. And I'm like, "Oh, okay, whatever." And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're all like laughing at me, which is great. You know, I'm like, "Wow, suddenly I'm in high school, but wait, I'm 6'3 and 250 pounds!
And I have a Batman
utility
belt!
That's not a clip-on! Guess who's going to be swinging from a lamppost / yard arm, you know what I mean? Wow, this is what I call improvisation!
Look, a rotary ceiling fan!
You have a utility belt. How shall you kill him?
And I'm like, "You know, you would have been able to cut through this if only you had a utility belt. Next time, get a good knife." Okay, so I'm like, whatever. So I turn around, and he's like, "Well," and I'm like, "Well, you know, you got to have the tools." And he's like, "He's uber tech." And I'm like, "Okay, I really need this fucking job, right? So I cannot really bathe in this guy's intestines right in front of me." So I go back to the office, and I sit down, and I'm sitting there and breathing. And Andrew King, who is a guy I worked with who got me the job doing retail, because I was like totally, you know, the typical guy before he gets a job in the tech industry. You try to get into the tech industry, you all but die trying to find a job. And then, you know, on the verge of starving to death, you knew somebody who got you in. That's pretty much how it is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
So I'm like sitting there going, okay, whatever. And I'm just programming phones. I'm programming phones. And this guy's going, and Andrew goes, what's the problem here? I'm a fucking loser down the hallway there, man. I don't know what his gig is. You know, I'm all cool with, like, I need the job, but if I didn't need the job, I'd have fucking eviscerated that asshole right then and there, right? So he goes down, and the next time he's in the coffee room, he's like, oh, yeah, right on, blah, blah, blah. Actually, the real payoff of this whole thing was we went to one of those business luncheons, and it was kind of becoming, because I worked in a little office with I was an assistant, right, to the guy who was the North Star tech, which anyone who doesn't know anything about North Star phones are actually a shitload too. I'm like a voicemail and programming, yeah. And you know, you got no monitor, so you got to kind of figure it all out from an LED display on a master headset phone, which is pretty fucking mighty.
8 characters long.
Yeah, you've got to be able to really run around in your head with what's going on with this phone system.
If you know how to do it, they'll never fire you.
Ever. No, it's pretty mighty. And he's like, he's the shit with North Star phones. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm sitting there, and he's like, oh, come on, we're all going for a luncheon. And I'm like, oh, goody. A luncheon, goody. What's on the plate? My fucking nuts? That's going to be great. These guys are all going to be like, oh, well, because you know what happens. They go there, they talk business for all 10 seconds, somebody has 2 martinis, the older guy's hitting on the younger secretary, and then they decide on someone to eat. And so what they're going to do is they're going to zone in on one of the new people, like the little tech, and they'll fucking begin ribbing him. And God forbid if he kills one of them because, oh, my God, he's crazy. You know, so... Whatever. It so happens that I'm sitting there at this luncheon, right? And I'm sitting there, I'm just eating my food. I'm like, whatever. And there's this fat bitch who's also a friend of salesman, right? And she's sitting there and she's all talking to me, la, 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 la. And I said, she goes, oh, so what's that on your neck? And I smile to myself and I go, oh, yeah. And I said, oh, that's a scar. And she said, oh, did your wife give you that? Which is like, wow, you said wife. I don't even give a fuck what you say before or after wife, but the fact you said my wife and was referring to the dark one, you're liable to get killed. I said, no, actually, I got that when I was in air assault artillery. And all conversations stopped, and they said, what? I said, I was in air assault artillery for 3 years. This is from a defensive. I had a casing burn into my throat, and I threw it out.
And they're like, oh.
And at that stage, the whole conversation, and she's like,
I don't know what that.
Wow, I've always really admired people in the army, you know? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's really
they're
cool.
They're great people. They defend
and
our country.
And that's why I'm really big on this utility belt. And the salesman's like, yeah, I've seen that. There's a lot of guys who do that. Nobody said shit after that. They're all like, oh, my God, postman. They got, like, the eagle
don't
flying
set
through
them
their
off.
Mind, you know? And it's just fucking.
There's key words you can't say around them.
There's like nothing quite as much fun as when everyone at work is afraid of you. I've had this happen. I didn't even know about it. Uh-huh. Apparently, they were so scared of me at work at my last job. The boss, when I was laid off, left the building. They left a secretary that didn't know me, was the only person
what
left
the fuck?
There.
I'd be pissed at your boss. It'd be like some nice lady sitting there. Hi, are you Desmond? Yeah. Apparently you're laid off. Where's everybody else? They left.
Okay,
they let you
I'll take you then.
They let you tell me. Yes. Wait 1 second. You go outside, kill 3 pimps, come back in with money. Here's a whole bunch of money. What's going to happen is you're going to quit this job. Here's $50,000. Don't ever phone anyone. Leave everything on your desk how it is. I'll be in tomorrow. You come in the next day. Ah, Desmond, hi. Did Janice talk to you? No. Thump, 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 slam. She'll be employed forever.
Uh-huh.
Her coffee's still on her desk. Actually, at that point, what I'd rather do is you just sit there and you're like...
And it's still warm.
And it's still warm. You know, it's like, man, Janice was gone. You know, I mean, that'd be great.
I actually had... I had to deal with office politics this week.
I don't deal with office politics.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
I try and avoid them.
This is the reason why I don't work for anyone anymore. It's like, fuck that.
Okay, 2 days ago, I get these guys come in with, they want to pick up a bin, one of those huge fucking blue bins of scrap metal.
A garbage can.
Yeah, no, we're not talking garbage can. We're talking a monster length big bin.
Cut a train car in half.
Yeah, that's
one
of those monster fucks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he's coming in to change the bins, and nobody's told me anything about this. So I call up the shift foreman, and the shift foreman is like, you'd know more about that than I would, and I'm like, hey.
I love these shift foremen.
He said, well, you would know more about that than I would, and I'm like, nobody tells me anything around here. That's par for the course. And so we finally figured out where the fuck it was. No problem. The next day, I get to work, and everyone's kind of like, Joe wants to see you.
Who's Joe?
Joel is the is essentially the guy who's in charge of the first aid security at the plant.
Just, what, you said essentially, but we all know you meant basically.
Basically.
So, you know, you're not tricking us.
What are you doing? Are you insane? Did you just close that window?
Don't just substitute words.
I just
turned down that there was heat on in this room. I just don't want to annoy the neighbors.
Oh, okay.
I want to get a good rapport with them the first week.
All right.
Oh, well, do the same thing you do with the fucking chick at the office.
The show ends at 9, and that's when the quiet zone starts, right?
No,
so am I wrong?
Swearing maniacs.
Give them $50,000, say leave, don't come back.
I know it worked last time, but I don't want to be out $50,000 this time.
Okay, so anyhow,
why don't we just kill them like we normally do?
Everybody who comes and complains, they never
Uncle Dak
seen
is
from
speaking.
Again.
The next day,
Conch.
Joel calls me into his office, and he says, yesterday you said something very disturbing on the radio. And I'm thinking, I didn't make any racist comments.
Disturbing?
I didn't make any racist comments. What the hell is he talking about?
Disturbing? Like, that's the only disturbing things I say?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, I didn't threaten anyone's life, so I'm confused.
Implying, therefore, that they're recording your radio conversation.
And he looks down at this piece of paper, and he goes, you said that no one tells you anything around here. That's par for the course. I find that very disturbing.
They listen to the radio station for comments about work?
No. Not the radio station. I'm talking about, like, the handheld radio.
Oh, okay.
When I spoke to the foreman.
Let's just rewind that. Imagine they did.
I would be employed.
Could you imagine? I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Forever.
You would be fucking employed. We've been listening, and we didn't like what you said the other night. Oh, really? Well, did you hear that section about cult? Right on. Keep listening. Give me 3 weeks. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that's how long you have. See ya. You know, fuck, whatever.
So, I'm like, well, what did I say? Well, you said that you, no one tells you anything around here, and that's par for the course. We find that very disturbing.
Mr. Bester.
That shows a very poor sense of morale.
Isn't that your
sphere of responsibility?
Lying about the communication in your office is a good thing?
It's kind of true. I mean, no one tells me anything.
Oh, you should have busted out.
As soon as I get there, they all leave. No one ever tells me anything. I have to spend 20 minutes of the first shift trying to figure out what the fuck is going on that day.
You should have wigged, man. You should have been like, look, I'm a 30-something overweight security guard going blind! Working for you, Joel! I mean, you know.
I actually have to say, I'm very proud of myself. I didn't laugh in his face.
And you didn't kill him either,
no,
apparently.
I didn't kill him. I didn't. But the thing
I smell?
Joel, buried over there.
I didn't laugh in his face. I was really impressed with myself. I managed not to laugh.
So you just told them that, well, no one actually does tell me shit.
I said, no one tells me shit, and I am very, I have the tendency to be very cynical and pessimistic. And he's like, well, that's kind of a bad attitude. Do you really feel that way?
And I'm like, this is
we don't want to tune in on
if you want to see, you know, what I'm like in my office.
So, are you going to fire me because nobody tells me anything?
I'm like, so
how does that work exactly?
Okay, I can see what you mean. I won't say that on the radio anymore.
I'll keep my negativity to myself.
But do you really feel that way? I went, yeah. Well, I kind of normally do. I go through the day, looking at people around me, and usually about 10 or 15 minutes every day, I spend laughing at them, and then I feel better about everything. And the look of complete and utter horror crawled over his face as he tried to deal with somebody who wasn't, you know, a happy little fucking camper and a team player.
I love these guys.
There's two kinds of people in the world, really. Mappers, people like us, who are capable of thinking for ourselves, and steppers, people who need 28 individual procedures written down on a piece of paper for wiping their ass. Any ass juice on finger, wash hands. I always miss step 26. Damn!
Get back to the kitchen. So it's all bad. All bad. I don't understand. Like, I get pulled in. And you know what's another thing? You know, there's a great book I've been meaning to pick up, which I have not bought, but there's a book called Corporate Cults.
Yes.
I've heard of that.
I've seen it down at Chapters a couple of times, and I've been meaning to pick it up, but, you know, I haven't read any books that I've picked up already.
Or given to you for Christmas.
Or sent to me or anything, because I'm, you know, don't have a life. Well, actually, I do have a life.
He watches
life
TV
is,
way
life
too
is
much.
Geeks. My life is Geeks or Us.
Babylon 5.
Babylon 5.
no,
taking
Babylon
over your life.
Babylon 5 is one of my labor-intensive. Babylon 5 is what I do with my wife. That we either land game or we watch Bab 5. That's
okay, you know, I think you're getting all the good out of that relationship. Do you do stuff for her?
She likes Babylon 5.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm thinking
she's...
There's nothing that can't be accomplished with the right amount of mind drugs, okay? Like that, right? Have you seen me lately?
She'll, like, you know, make candles with her or paper mache or whatever it is that she... I don't know
make
what she wants to do.
Paper mache for fags. Babylon 5 rocks.
All right.
She likes Bab 5.
We'll leave it that way.
She's a dark one.
You're a little loud.
Yeah, actually, these headphones have different levels than those headphones, let me tell you.
These corporate cult places. I got pulled into an office once. And I love the way all these, you know, these Walmart, Home Depot, these huge mega complex fucking stores.
All wear aprons, just different colors.
Oh, yeah. You know, like Masons. No parallels there. Anyway, Masons all wear aprons in their Masonic hall. They all have these special aprons they wear with little suns and stars and fucking moons on and shit. That's why if you ever see a Masonic ritual, they do this little hand gesture, which isn't written down anywhere. But what the hand gesture means is if I ever reveal any secrets about the Masonic sect, then my
tongue should be
torn out by its roots and buried a cable's toe length from shore where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, is the actual little prayer that they say. So it's like, you know, yeah, no shit. Oh, they're a nice organization. Anyway, yeah, no. No, that's all figurative. That's all figurative. My tongue torn out by its roots.
I dig the Masons. I've never understood you, other than the fact that you know
tongues
they wouldn't let you
roots.
In.
Ha ha! Jokes on them.
Ha ha!
See,
you're so clever.
You can dig a long time before you figure that out, though.
Yeah, you could.
I'll find roots.
But anyway, so like, anyway, you got all these guys wearing aprons, right? You got all these guys wearing aprons. So I get pulled one time. I'm working. Well, this is back in about 4 years ago. No. 3 years ago, I'm like working at Home Depot. I'm a little happy corporate icon trying to make money, right? And they got three departments in a Home Depot, which is a hardware store. There's lumber, millwork, which is like doors and windows and shit, and building materials.
So should he try to do everything?
Which is like, you know, Home Depot's got a lot of building materials. You know, they got roofing, all that kind of shit. So you
Did
got lumber, roofing,
week?
And caulking, fencing, and you got millwork.
I did.
Now, as it happens, this is, because it's a Home Depot, this is no shit. Like 40% of the store is all that shit. Now, because of a tasking error, there was one guy on. I was the one guy all three departments. So, light my ass on fire and watch me do, like, and turn the lights out and watch me make circles on the floor. Okay, that's how fucking serious I'm spinning around. I look like one of those sparklers in the dark. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Okay, I'm all.
Excuse me, sir.
That's when it's normal.
Surrounded
I'm
by people
on the
following
desk
you.
With an auto cannon firing at customers. Okay, the
oh,
ones
Canadian
who can
tired.
Get me out.
Sorry,
help.
Sorry,
all right, it's brutal. It's like. You know, I'm fucking sitting there, and I grab you, and you're like, oh, God. And you're like, we've got to help him. We can't. He's already being cocooned just like all the other employees. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Whoa.
So
I just wanted to
this woman comes in,
away.
And she wants me to load up her cart with this gutter siding, which is like aluminum. It's a little awkward, but it's light. Okay?
Just long.
Just long
yeah.
And awkward and light. And she says, well, can you load it for me? I'm like, listen, lady, I'm really sorry. I am doing 200 things at once here. I cannot help you. Here is the stuff. Please look after yourself. Well, I want you to load it. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to load it, okay, because I'm too busy. All right? Very sorry. There's your stuff. No problems. I'll help you at the till, okay? I'll see if I can get a lot of tenant back here to help you, but I just can't help you right now, okay? Here's your stuff. Thank you very much. Boot. I'm gone. Now, it's 2 hours later. This was in the morning. It's 2 hours later. I, like... Coffee break? ? Okay. Lunch? ? All right.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting there and I'm like, wow, you know, I've lost 35 pounds. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I get the call, you know, and it's Tim, right? And he's all,
this is the manager.
Oh my God, it's already here.
Nestor.
Yes, Mentals, the fresh maker.
This is actually taken from the official website, so.
Oh, somebody already did it, or what?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, he changed it, I guess. I don't know, he didn't give an explanation. He said it was taken from the official site, so he may have altered it.
So we've already, like, that
was half an hour, but, you know.
That's pretty good. Anyway,
I said 10 minutes.
So, right on, who sent that?
Blacker. Nixter.
Nixter? Love that Nixter. Okay.
That's awesome.
Very, very cool. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I'm
I'll
like...
I'll send it to Sean right now.
Okay, so I get the call, right? Sean, we need to talk to you. Okay, it's one of the assistant managers. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. Totally oblivious. And I'm like, there's not too many people on the floor right now. They're like, well, we got another guy's coming on right now. Why don't you come on back? And I'm like, okay, that'll only leave one guy on the floor, which I'm feeling bad because I've just spent the last 4 hours being the only one guy on the floor, and it's a shitty deal. Right? So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go back, and they're sitting there, and now the way these people give you shit, these corporate guys, what they do is they're used to hiring young, right? They hire young, feed you a line of shit about, you know, the future of this company and all
yeah.
this kind of stuff. And then they use you and as much as they can.
Don't know what your rights are.
They burn you out, and then they drop you. Like fucking right now, and they walk you out of the store. Okay, they walk you out so that you don't destroy anything when you leave. It's the most humiliating experience of your life, okay? And it's like, you fucking faggot. You know, you're sitting here, and you're coming at me because I'm this guy who you've lied to, and I worked really hard for you, and you even though you're paying me a minimum wage because you sold me this idea of a vision, and you feel like such a fool. And you're like, you fuck. Which is no wonder why they walk you out of the store. Otherwise, you'd be like, wow, I'm going to do this power drill.
There's I'd lots like, of tools there.
I'd be like, yeah, actually, you fired me. Now I'm a customer. Start giving me some fucking respect.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm shopping.
So fuck you.
You're not walking me anywhere.
So fuck you very much. And they will actually have you escorted from the store, and they can get really ugly about it. It's crazy. And so anyway, I'm like, okay, fine.
They haven't seen ugly.
No. Believe me. Like, the guys in the Lumber Run don't know shit about shit. It's all just fucking bad. Anyway, so I'm like, whatever. So I go into the little office, right? Open the door, and they're like, hi, yeah, Tim wanted to see me. She goes, yeah, he's in the office. I'm like, okay, cool. Open up the door. There's Tim, Roger, and this other guy who I think his name was Steven.
Looks serious.
And I'm like,
wow, there's more guys in the office than there is
in the bar. One guy's the ad man, who's like the advertising man for the store. He's like the 2IC of Home Depot, right? Second in command. And
oh,
then
okay.
there's like Roger and this other guy who are both assistant managers. There's four for every store. So I've got half of the senior staff there. Right? and the ad man's there, which is like, you know, and if it was anyone else, Darren would have been there. He'd go, hi, Sean, can you come in? And I'm like, what do you guys need? I got to get back on the floor. That's okay. We've got to talk. I'm like, what's going on? And the door is still open. I'm like, what's going on? Well, we've had a complaint. At this stage, my little brain goes, whir, click. And I go, oh, yeah. I
Which
bet you
one?
Was, I bet you it was that fucking cow who I left by the gutters, okay? So I'm like...
It's symbolic, brother.
So I go, is this going to be a shit session? And they're right off the top.
We're
they're like,
ready.
They're like, oh, my God, this kid's like 23. We weren't expecting him to say that.
Because you've got one... they've got one complaint. You've
and,
got...
And it's like, you know, they're sitting there and they go, excuse me? I said, is this going to be a shit session? Are you angry with me? Do we have issues we need to discuss? And they're like, well, yes. And I went, oh, that's great. So I ripped the apron off, drop it in a pile, slam the door, and then I'm standing there. And they're all sitting. And I got these three fucking guys who were like 45, 55, and probably about 42.
100, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like...
Everybody's wondering, can you take all of them?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm like, they still got me that little knife that won't extract too far so I don't cut myself. But I've only got a quarter-inch blade, and there's a whole lot of surface arteries near the top, and I know where all of them are. So I'm like, you know, if I start at the inside... You know? If I start at the inside of one kneecap, run up around your body, go down to the other side, and rub the kneecap, you'll be dead in 15 seconds. Okay. So I'm like, here, have some pain. Not to mention, that'll really sting when you sweat. All right, so I'm like, okay. So I put my hands flat on the table.
Die, Roger, die, Sirius says.
So, yeah, Sirius like, yeah, die, you fucking monkey, fuck yeah. Bonus Sirius got Roger dialed in right now.
Uh-huh.
He spends his evening with Roger dialed in on a scope, drinking beers, wondering if this will be the last night of his life because he's got that much control on him, okay? Oh, my God. It's like, ooh. Hope you're enjoying that cigarette, Roger. Pop, you know?
My cigarette went out again.
So,
what was that?
So, no, seriously. So they're sitting there, and I'm like, so what seems to be the problem here? And they're like, well, we had a complaint. Did you
really?
And they're like, yeah, well, you know, this way. So you relays the story. She said, and what I just said.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, then she went home, and she got into a fight with her husband about it. And I'm like,
Are you trying to tell me that these people are so incredibly weak that they're going to go home and get into an argument and cause them much distress and now they're going to sue, right? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
And you're going to pull me into this office here, this nice little cubicle, and give me shit because I'm the only guy on the floor for 6 hours. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, we're trying to work on the staffing issue. And I said, really? You know, if I was on fire, or say you were on fire, that would be an issue you could deal with immediately, wouldn't you? You'd be able to deal with that right away. But when one guy's in pain and he's on the floor bagging his ass for 6 hours, you guys can't do shit. Are we done here? Well, we have some... No, no, no. I know what you're saying. Now, you listen to what I'm saying, okay? People, I'm down on this run. We need more staffing. And boom, I'm on his face, right? And they're all, like, looking at me like, holy fuck. Because they did not expect some 23-year-old guy to come at them about this. And last thing I said before I left the office, and I said, the only thing I regret about this is that you couldn't have got the two other AMs in here and the fucking store manager so I could get all you assholes at once. Slam! And I left the door, left the room, and that was it for them. They're like, oh my God. So, and I was like, well, it's my last day. I'll be getting my fucking pink slip. I don't give a shit. Right? I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to go outside and slash me some tires. We're forced to park in the far parking lot. It's going to be dark in half an hour. You know what I mean? A whole lot of customers inside. That's a long walk.
And they don't
sell
tires either.
You know, I'm serious. You know, and it's like, that's a long walk to get to the far parking lot, Darren. You know, that's a long, long walk, and it's further to crawl. You want to think about that, all right? Incidentally, Darren wound up being transferred out, and he's working in Calgary somewhere now. And I haven't actually found it at the Home Depot that he's working at now. But when I do, I'm going to find the address. I'm going to be announcing it on Rant Radio. I'm going to get everyone in cult to send him some roadkill.
No, no. How about we... Is there something else we can do? Like, I don't know. Everybody goes up into the office and says, we need some help on the floor.
Or you can get everybody...
I need to speak with Darren, please.
Yeah, we like
only roadkill that fits in a flat envelope. Yeah. Nothing that'll fit in like a carton.
Like,
anything.
Box is always dead animals showing up with different postage from all over the United States. You know, I mean,
like,
I don't know.
They have to go to customer service and ask for a refund on that dead animal. We'll have to do a price check on that. You know they got to give you money.
Excuse me, I bought a lie here. Yeah, I bought a lie, and I've realized it is a lie, and I'd like my money back. I'd like all of it back. Right,
refund on
right,
the lie.
Right now. Right now. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't help you. Okay, I'll
but
be outside.
But I had
outside.
An argument with my husband.
Store 7063, Sariet reports.
Oh, store 7063. Great. If somebody can get me a grid on
location,
that store.
GPS coordinates,
yeah,
address.
Yeah, store 7063, if I could get a fucking, oh, that guy. And he, not only that, he got booted over there because he was nailed on sexual assault from some girls who finally came forward to the guy. This guy's a big fucking guy. Yeah.
Sexual harassment.
Stop
sexual,
that.
Sexual harassment.
Nice.
Clicking.
It's clicking. I know, and I'm sure you can hear too. Time for the news.
I'm not done ranting.
Oh.
What the fuck?
It ain't
just
playing right
but
now.
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Sorry, we're going to do the IRC first.
And he's sitting there and he's freaking out on me. I'm standing there in the aisle, and this is the kind of guy Darren was. He'd stand there, and he'd be freaking out. Just to recap, Dak says, I hate those self-important little fucks.
Yeah.
Little
saying,
pubic hairs
and
is what
I said,
call
this guy's a guy who tried to use size to intimidate. He's about 6'4", and really wide. Okay, like, so it's pretty solid. He's sitting there going, well, I don't think that's the way it should be there, Sean. And, like, he's overbearing me, and I'm sitting there going, you know, if I was a high school kid, I'd be scared shitless. And I sit there, I stop, I look down at his chest for a minute, I crack my neck to either side, and I look back up to him, and I go, you know, this is how I feel this should be done, okay? And you got that thing where your mouth is moving, vowels and sounds are coming out, but my eyes are screaming, I'm saying, anytime you want to go, you just let me know, okay?
You're just waiting for the movement.
I'll fucking make sure your wife finds out about it, all right?
We had a guy.
I'll let you go first.
Yeah.
We had a guy called Buster the Body. Well, that wasn't his name, but this
Buster
is what we
the body
Buster
crab,
the
yes.
Body Crab, who had been in
Buster
body
the Body
Crab because
he was like that annoying itch you couldn't get rid of.
That rocks!
Wow,
you couldn't find him in a fight.
No, that was so fucking great. Every time this guy, when he first came in, he was one of the supervisors, and he had been in the armed forces. I think he'd been reserved or something like that.
Biggest place for fucking slackers I've ever seen.
And so he was like, well, I've been in the army, so you have to be afraid of me. And, and you know, like, this was the attitude he fucking put, like, you know, so he comes in there.
I'm afraid of your gene pool.
Okay. We have Trevor Burns, the late Trevor Burns, who was 5'6".
And every inch of fight.
Every inch of fight. But the thing is, he starts off because Trevor got into an argument with him about something, and he starts off by trying to intimidate Trevor.
Which couldn't be done. Like, yeah. Godzilla would be like, Godzilla would be wrecking Tokyo. Trevor would be all, I'm sorry! You can't come through here! You have to talk to reception! You know?
You have the forms.
Down, calm down, wait your turn. You know what I mean? And Godzilla would continue to wreck Tokyo with Trevor on his tail. He's doing some mock-ass damage to his head.
So he tries to intimidate Trevor. He tries to intimidate Rick Smith, who was 300 pounds and an ex-biker from California.
Who is also...
back in the 60s.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I remember Rick. He looked like a big... Anyone who wants to know...
I feel like he could have been at Elkhorn.
If you want to know what...
Yes.
He looks like, if you want to know...
The guy that stabbed people.
If you want to know what Rick looked like, go to the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons site. Look at any Elmore drawing of the Dragonlance where there's a dwarf, shave the beard, lose the helmet. Rick. Okay?
Wow.
And like he's like, wow, you're actually wider than you are tall.
Yeah, he was.
That's not really
and it was,
possible.
There was fat, but underneath the fat, there was like 18 tons of muscle.
Oh, yeah, he was like the world's smallest, widest. He was a human Humvee.
And then there's me.
Ground
yes. And then there's me. And this guy was trying to intimidate us the first time we met him. And I literally, it's beyond human comprehension.
I don't understand why they do it.
I don't. I mean,
like, rule through fear. Can you stab me? No, you can't. You're not Lord Humongous. We're not living in the wastelands. I don't have a mohawk with a weird guy on my back. Okay? You can't hurt me. You can't actually touch me. Because if you do, all bets are off. And I'm more than willing to tie myself with a lanyard to you at a 6-foot length. And we have one sharp stick between us. Okay, I'm fine with that. Okay? Hell, it'd be
that
refreshing.
Sounds fun.
That's how I went to sleep with my brothers. Okay? I'm an only child now. You do the math. All right? Anyway.
You just ask these guys, have you got a ruler on you? Have you got a ruler on you? You don't have a ruler on you. Then why are you whipping out your cock?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, seriously. It's
fine for girl in the lab.
Let me
but
know.
Yeah. Turn up.
Should we
to the IRC.
To the IRC.
They're like jonesing.
Say our name. Say my name, bitch.
Say my name.
Say my name, bitch. Say my name.
Mr. Echo, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Artemis and Lathe, ASDFGH, yeah. Battlewax Prophet, Breaker One, Blueberry, Cenobite Haze, Pseudo, Jodath Moore, Live, Lieutenant Major Zombie, The Oracle, DRCH, Case, LinkRX, Paradox, Sanix, Josh K, Kexler, Miss Echo, Babs, Integrity, Rooster, No Deal, Nixter, Templar Knight, Sariat, Cyber Samurai, Side Slide, Mr. T is My Hero, Mr. Echo, Skitty, Half Elf, Infaloop, Terrell, Yggdrasil, Plastic, Crazy Fox, Star Baby, Tenchi, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Fraud, Microcube, Roto, Sparky, Valley Umpire, Creep, Dark Angel, Hellborn, and ASE.
Okay,
and
a couple things real quick, just a shout out there. Oracle. Yes, tomorrow I have the bunch of shirts. Tomorrow's my mail-out day. I'm going to be doing some mail-outs to get some people who put their orders in.
Jodath Moore also was talking about something, about a shirt and buttons. Or I don't know what he was on about.
Jodath Moore? Mm-hmm. Anybody? I've already sent out two. I think Punk of Evil had one sent out. I've got a shipment to send out now. Apox got some stuff coming to him. And I've got some other gear that I managed to get out. So at Fork... your jacket is still coming. They threw away the one, but it is still there. I will keep bringing it up. Fork, I owe Fork one jacket. So
he'll never come through. Sean's
no, and fuck you very much, prick. But
you
so
want to take him out, boss.
No, it's okay. We need him.
We need
later.
Him still.
Ah, the faith your minions have in you.
Yeah. At least I'm honest with them. Fuck. Oh, yeah, we ran some. No, fuck that. The guys threw it away. I'm still trying to get it sorted out. So there you go. You know what I mean?
So in other words,
plus I had to digitize
it,
a shitload of logos because one clan who wanted a shirt to go and get one. No, I had to have one person from each clan send me things, so I had to digitize all the clan logos, which is like, you know.
Soltran says, any idea where my Rio is at? Yes, I'm staring at it. It's right above my monitor.
Because of the move, Soltran, there's
things
been a
are
lot
fucked
of chaos.
Up. I didn't lose it.
Very sorry.
There.
I'm going to be bagging
we'll
on.
Let's see if Drex can drop it off.
Drex, drop it off.
Interested in doing that, maybe?
I can do it, but it won't be until Saturday.
What, is the guy actually
how does Saturday sound?
The guy live in Vancouver that won it?
Yeah, he lives locally.
Coquitlam. Port Coquitlam.
Port Coquitlam.
Or he could come here and pick it up.
That's a possibility. Drop in on the show.
You bet.
Hey.
If he wants to come on out
two
here.
Two things in one.
It'd be nice. Come out, get on the show, and pick up your
very,
gathering.
Very cool.
Yeah, be all right. Also,
gonna raise that with me
also,
for next show or something.
Hopes and prayers, and voodoo magic.
We send
whatever
out our
the fuck
prayers
else,
to
Ronan Templar Knight because Templar Knight's mother was put to the hospital.
Oh no!
And he just lost his father.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a pretty fucking shitty.
It's rough for him right now.
Oh, trust
for,
me, I know how those years go.
For our boy Templar Knight.
Merry fucking Christmas, wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's
and
been,
a happy
it's
new
been
year.
A pretty hefty kick in the nuts. And I'm pretty surprised that he's with us tonight, and hopes and dreams and prayers go to him because he's an awesome guy.
Yep.
And I just feel like, fuck, you know? Like, and it's so funny because there's guys like Skip Radio who fucked us and, you know, who all he did was take and
take
lived
and take.
A lie.
Yep.
And Templar Knight has never asked me for a fucking thing. You know, and he's
gave and gave
all this
and gave.
Shit, you know? And you want to know, like the guy's more qualified to do, you know, oh my God, he's just an awesome guy. So
send him encouraging words.
Yeah, so just so everybody knows, if TK, you know, wigs out in the room and begins...
It's fully justified.
And kills somebody and kills 5-10 people, that's okay, because we understand, you know what I mean?
You know, Ronan, that will make you feel better.
And the funny thing is, it's interesting how a lot of people would sit there and look at, you know, Rant Radio, and they look at the cult thing, and a lot of people, you know, maybe there's people in there who are part of cult, maybe they're not, maybe it's all Rant Radio people who are listening
yep.
and stuff like that. But when you go to a corporate workplace, and people know that you had a family member or a relative who was injured or was killed, they come up and they say they're sorry. But they don't really mean it. They're just doing it because they have to, because it's part of policy set by some asshole to put it on paper.
It's pretty hard to mean it, though. It's pretty hard to care about everybody in the world when they have someone die.
No, it's true.
They're just being polite. I mean,
yeah,
they're not.
They are
most people are.
They're not being.
I try not to say I'm sorry when situations like that. I always try to say, you know, you have my condolences or sympathy. Because
how can you be sorry for something you didn't do, right?
My point is that we don't have any of that dogma and shit here. We don't do any of that. We don't have any, like, manuals or fucking protocols or none of that shit, okay?
We don't have an HR manager.
So when I say that shit, and when people in Rant Radio, when Rant Radio listeners and stuff like that say that shit, it's meant. And I think that's very cool.
Let me be the HR manager. I'll handle this.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Great.
That will make you the foreign diplomat. Off you go.
to some warring country, maybe.
Only if we can call you Fat Bert.
Do I get to Fat handle Bert? The problems?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Then, okay, yeah, call me whatever you like.
All right.
So long as you don't get the name right during the...
What's in the news?
It's news time. I've got lots of good news. Well, it's not
wow,
good news, but it's news.
Hey, well, it's news to me.
Okay, while we're waiting for that page to load, what's this? Hackers kill off heroes.
Hackers kill off heroes. This is funny.
Someone hacked
a virtual massacre has robbed an online fantasy world of its greatest heroes.
What?
Hackers exploited a loophole on the sign-on systems for popular online game Diablo 2 to hijack and kill many of its most powerful characters. Keen players have seen sophisticated warriors and creatures build up over hundreds of hours of gameplay wiped from their screens. And they even killed, like, the people who made the game's characters.
Fuck you.
I think, apparently, I believe what they think actually happened is that these people figured out how to basically log in as these characters, decided to go play as, hey, I'd really like to play as so-and-so. And they're, like, you know, hardcore characters. And, like, once they die, they're gone.
Okay.
And so basically all these people were playing...
Assume their identity and then
basically
assumed
their identity, got them real good and dead.
You know,
and
that's kind of a dick thing to do.
Yeah, that is dick.
Because,
But it's elite Hacksaw stuff.
Players Exchange News about the massacre described it as horrible, terrible, and dubbed it as the first online mass murder.
It's
all
okay.
Lament.
No, that's totally legit. Because you got to bear in mind, you got these people who are like,
this is their life.
I am.
It's hundreds of hours.
Yeah, like how would you feel if
like,
Rant Radio got shut down? Boom,
somebody erased all my MP3s,
gone,
all my archives.
I think it would suck, but I wouldn't equate it to mass murder.
They're
I wouldn't equate it to
back,
mass murder.
Well,
no, it would.
I believe that they're bringing back the characters.
They
have the records and they're able to
reinstate them. They have backups.
I do have to say one thing. I wouldn't relate it at this point to a mass murder, but I will say that if I was one of those people, it would initiate a mass murder.
I'd be pretty pissed off.
I spent 200 fucking hours working on that Everton, bitch.
It doesn't matter what they're doing. Like, let's say somebody goes and, like, haha, that was so funny. Okay, let's say you spent 200 hours working on code, working on a sculpture, working on a painting, working on whatever,
yeah.
And some fuckhead shows up and destroys it. And you're like, holy shit, I'd put a lot of time into this.
You mean like back when I was playing, I can't remember what game it was, but... I was playing a game. I had played it for God knows how many fucking hours, and Todd came over and decided to fix something on my computer and lost my game.
No, that's
what I was
different.
About 90% of the way through.
I saw one of those tracts. What are those called? Those religious tracts. There's a name.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But in the tract, it was somebody was playing D&D, and they lost their character.
Oh, and they hung
and they went insane and killed themselves.
Yeah, Demons and Dragons.
Oh, keep reminding me. I have a list.
Oh, what's it called? Like,
it was called Demons and Dragons.
No, Demons, tracts.
The Pentecostal little
psychos.
That,
there's a website that has them all.
Oh, they're so funny.
Oh, they're the best. They're like, oh, no! And she hangs herself, and then, you know, they show up for a gaming session.
The witch
and you
hunt
got, like,
for the D&D players.
First of all, they had this 30-year-old, sexy, long, black-haired bitch
like,
in the game.
Ah, nobody was there when I was
and
playing
like,
D&D like that.
Motherfucker, I would look for that game.
Yeah.
I would take a bus to
and
that
half,
game.
And half the people playing
Sean.
There were chicks,
yeah,
too.
Because the bus is the only way to... I'm saying nothing more.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean, show him what you had.
Yeah, like we had
Uncle Dak.
I had to go and game with Uncle Dak. Huge.
That's
nice.
Tough.
You know what I mean? And like there were so many books.
That's rough.
He looked
playing.
Pretty good in the house coat, didn't he?
Only when I had my hair up in curlers.
And the shit that came out of his mouth.
I haven't fucked like that since grade school.
So. Hey, no, but seriously, it's just like holy cow. But no, and they're like, you know, they're making this all up. And then, you know, now that you've attained fifth level, we must go down to the basement. Of course, they got the 15-foot pentagram going on, and they're like got altars. Everybody's in black.
Wow, where'd that come from?
And I'm like, okay, first of all, everyone who's played D&D, like, because I've had these arguments when I'm from the age of like 8+.
We played that MP3. That's
yes.
How it is.
That's how it is.
There any sprite left in the fridge?
Any sprite? If there's any girls there, I want to do them. You know, and that's totally.
I cast magic missile.
No, after
miss-
darkness.
Anybody want to go in on pizza with me?
No, yeah. Fucking brutal.
Any Mountain Dew left?
Mountain Dew. It's oh my god. And they're sitting there and they're like, oh yeah. Now not only that, but the people who would be know what to do in a scenario where. You know, we're all sitting there. How to tell a gamer? You're all sitting in a large room, like a waiting room or something, and a rift opens up, and a thing falls through the ceiling and goes... The gamers are the guy who've already got the curtain rods down and are making bows. Okay, and they're like, oh, a rift open. What kind of rift was it? Blue, bright light, something out of Forgotten Realms. I don't know. It looks like a major hit dice creature. Other people are like, it was this thing. Mostly tentacle, looked like a mind flayer. Kind of like head of a mind flayer, body of like probably beholder type thing. Lots of eyes, probably beam weapons, not too sure. Very, very tough, very, very fast. Think it has a mental efficiency when you look at it. Try not to look at it. Work with mirrors, okay? You stay here, have a holding action, we'll throw some of these fucking idiots at him who are drooling on themselves and puking. We'll see if we can, that'll slow them down. We'll get outside and then we'll light the whole fucking building on fire. It's a plan. It's fast, but it'll work. Let's go. Okay, that's the gaming crowd. Okay?
Yeah.
You show a fucking gamer, a group of guys wearing robes, they're not shocked and bewildered. They're like, oh yeah, Kerchak,
I got this
shotgun here. I happen to bring it with me when I go everywhere. Gaming crowds are there. Why do you suppose we have a backpack loaded with shit? Why is that? Because you're like, well, I was playing this game one time. They're the guys who go to the sci-fi movie.
I thought about it a lot.
They're the guy who goes to the sci-fi movie, the alien abducts them, and they look and they say, look, that alien abducted him? They still got all their clothes on. That is
foolish alien.
I'd be owning that ship in 15 fucking minutes.
That guy had a belt on.
That guy had
That's
a
all
belt.
I need.
That's all I needed. I got shit sewn in my belt. You would not fucking believe what I got sewn in my belt. Fuck you. Okay, it'd be crazy.
Thank you, Batman. Toothpicks, pocket pliers, satchel charge.
I got a lock kick. I got one of them flexible fillet knives that I can put into a glove. It's like Wolverine. You got to be careful how you swing it, though. It works really good. You know, I mean, fuck. What's this here? So somebody sent us something.
Another Nexter. Oh, that's a good one.
What's it?
The Sideways Mentals.
The Sideways Mentals.
The Mentals homepage, in fact.
Mentos. I guess somebody took it before Mentos did. Or I don't know if he's altering these or not.
Oh, Nexter's probably warping fabric of time and space.
Changing reality for us.
Okay, anyway, what's the next story?
The next one I'll just put in the IRC. Napster files another lawsuit over copyright infringement.
Oh, that's the cathead, right?
Napsterstore.com. They're selling merchandise with Napster logo.
Oh, and so Napster's now suing them?
Yes, for copyright infringement.
Without the permission of the Offspring?
Without the
is
permission.
That okay?
This isn't the Offspring one. It's another one.
No, copyright. Yeah. Trademark. If it says copyright, they're wrong on the story.
Okay.
Okay, well, if it's trademark infringement, I'd be like, yeah, that's bullshit. But, I mean, if Napster's suing anybody for copyright infringement, I'd be like, hey, what's that sound? Yeah, it's the sound of 10,000 pots flying towards this kettle factory. Okay? Like, just...
Wobble, wobble, wobble.
Yeah, you know,
the sky went black.
You know.
They're using our tactics against us. Isn't there a law against that?
You know, and it's... Oh, it's so bad. Anyway, what else is next?
The world isn't safe for hypocrites like us.
Let's see. We got...
Speaking about sick shit, did you hear locally what
were
the
we?
Fuck happened?
No.
With the guy raping a... Well, actually, apparently it was only one girl, but it was... He abducted a 7- and a 5-year-old girl, sexually assaulted one of them, and then returned them to their homes. Fortunately,
well, at least he didn't kill them.
Fortunately, however, yeah. Or unfortunately, depending on your point of view, the cops have actually apprehended the son of a bitch. They caught him, I think, this morning.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Last night.
Yesterday.
They caught him yesterday? Okay.
So, great.
In Prince George.
That's great.
So what? And he did it from Lower Mainland. What, he fucked off back to Prince George? Does he live up there?
No, they don't know yet.
All
we have to
do
haven't heard anything.
Give us the jail he's going to and spread the word around,
if
right?
If they caught somebody, I'm hoping it's... There's been this string of attempted abductions through the local area.
They've
caught the guy for this.
They get newspapers in jail, right? So they must see his name /
all
of the papers.
Oh, they know exactly who's who.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, being as my sister's a prison guard... Funny how that works. But being as my sister's a prison guard... you sit there, and she tells us all the time about these fucking idiots who, you know, are like... She's seen Olsen face-to-face, Clifford Olsen. She's seen the child killer. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Something else, you want to know something else that Olsen does? This is kind of an interesting point. But, I mean, when I found out about this, I was just like, you can't be serious. Clifford Olsen writes letters to the parents
of kids he
killed, mocking them.
He's allowed... to do that? It's not good.
I believe he is.
I would shatter this.
Okay, I'm sure they can have a restraining order against him sending them letters.
I'm sure there's something against the
law. You're not allowed to be near them. I'm sure they can come up with some law that says...
I'm sure that if there's laws against harassment in person, then you can also have these laws extend to...
They have it for the phone. They must have it for mail.
Harassment in person,
because a letter is something, it's just like paper. It's like spam. So
yeah, and the phone is just sound.
Yeah.
No, but that's a more intimate connection. I'm all for it. Hey, shit, I'm like, oh, wow, you can.
I believe you can get any restriction you want put onto a restraining order as long as it makes sense. So
I'm sure
these families would be able to ask for restraining orders.
But I'm willing to think that they cannot simply because this guy can do this.
Oh, and no, but I mean, there's also the thought that he can just send them a letter, put a stamp on it, and... They don't know until they open it what it is.
Do they not look through mail that you send out from jail?
Yes.
Like, I'm breaking out of jail at 11 p.m. Please be here to pick me up.
I mean, there's all kinds of ways to be sarcastic.
From what I understand, I don't think they can actually target one prisoner's mail. They have to do random checks.
Okay. We'll just randomly look at his mail every week.
I might be wrong on that.
Anyway,
okay?
fuck that. Just whatever. I mean, he's a piece of shit. Next story.
Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, from the cult page.
The town that is no more.
Yes, there's a whole legion of cult members who are making a road trip, actually, being ordered.
Really?
Yes, by vampire...
What happened to the town?
Fucking this up. Well, back in 1961, the whole place is riddled underneath with coal mines.
Oh, this is the one that they burned out from underneath. I've heard about this.
No, it hasn't burned out. It's still burning.
Still burning.
Still burning.
30 years later, the town underneath in the coal mine sections is...
40 years later.
40 years later is still burning. So there's like 38 people living there. But it's a whole fucking city. Right? And like a building will just go...
Property's cheap.
It was a pretty thriving city, too.
It
looked
pretty good.
Pretty
like
big.
You see photos of the fucking place.
Like,
and I'm just
there
like...
There it is. Look at that. Normal city.
Normal city. And I'm like, damn. You know,
a deserted city.
You know, eventually, because reality, you know, reality is really just, you know, you got the state of mind action going on there. Because you sit there and you go to like a Gap party, We have, you know, the people with their clever clothing and their clever glasses who put effort into smoking, drinking their weird-ass fucking drinks, listening to strange music, which everyone thinks is cool and minimalistic, but nobody really likes. And nobody says anything definite, right? That's one reality. And anybody who spent any kind of time there knows that it's really fucked. You leave that reality, you go to, like, a military sort of environment where you got a bunch of psychos who are all sitting around cleaning guns, you know, the general Ronin crowd. And we're all over at Templar Knights, and we're all, you know, cleaning shit. And, you know, you're sitting there listening to music, whatever, talking gun shit. Then that's a different reality. You know, and you can go that way. But I'm thinking that the cyber culture, the quote-unquote, the cyber culture, which is an acronym way, or the metaphor way to use, like the adjective that people have overused to the death. You know, but I'm talking like the good Blade Runner culture.
Uh-huh.
That kind of a dark... Yeah, the shit that you hate, that's coming.
Dystopia.
Yeah, but that's okay. You'll be dead long before. You'll just...
Please, fucking God, please.
Please, please, God, please. So, what did...
You heard him, TK.
I've heard that before. Who was saying that the other... Oh, never mind.
Never mind. But you sit there, and think about it. You've got this abandoned city with smoke billowing out of the ground.
Like,
and you've got
perfect.
All these people with, like... hooded cult gear
Send
walking
the vampires
through there
in.
Setting up wireless networks and running fiber. That's brilliant.
They must still have power.
Oh, yeah, they got power. They got power. They got sewers. There's probably abandoned tunnels and shit. How amazing would that be? There's, like, cracks and sewers.
Those abandoned tunnels are on fire, in case you weren't paying attention.
Well, whatever. But the point is...
Super
point
cool.
Is, could you
That's
imagine the Waco ATF crowd showing up in this weird section, and you got all these, like, little robots running around this burning town, the smoke billowing out of the ground? I mean, very quickly, you'd be like, whoa.
Guttering from building to building.
This is a really
building,
fucking
in the
bad
shadows.
Place. I don't know. This is, like, a bad zone. I mean, you got, like, the weird little thermal droids and stuff.
The rest of the 38 people leave because it's getting too creepy.
Yeah, and you got, like...
Now we declare it cult town.
All I, we'll figure out a way to harness the thermal energy.
All I have to say is that a fucking theme fire.
Welcome to Cultralia.
Could last for fucking centuries.
Oh yeah.
What?
A seam fire, a coal seam fire. It could fucking last.
It's
for
gone
centuries.
For 40 years now, and no stopping it.
I'm sure there's a way to stop it.
Yeah, there is.
Expensive. Yeah. Dig it out.
Dig it out.
And stop it wherever it's getting to.
Where is it getting the air from?
It's already burned away.
It's already
in,
burned,
I guess.
Burned the air. It doesn't really need air so much as it's just smoldering.
Needs a little bit,
okay,
I guess.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but fire does, but at a certain point, I mean, what you're dealing with there is the gas.
Air is going to seep into the ground.
Yeah. It's just smoldering.
But fast enough? I mean, okay, you take a house, close all the windows and doors, and it doesn't burn very fast at all. I mean,
maybe they could cover
the... That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's not very big.
That's a virtual 360 degree. You put your mouse on it, spin.
Oh,
and
not that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fascinating for everyone.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty abandoned. Lots of burning trees. They're all dead.
And
look at that.
Just, just took off because it's too smoky.
But I mean, that's in a sunny.
It's like the building's actually
it's bad to smell it.
Those
it's bad
photos.
To smell it.
If you look at these photos and you go, okay, that's on a sunny day. All these photos are taken. It's like really cheerful. You could take photos of any place on a sunny, and it would look nice. Imagine that place foggy at night with the smell of burnt coal and all.
Every
tree is dead.
And things are sinking into the ground.
It's Vampireville. I'd be like, whoa,
actually,
fuck.
If you want
like
an
buildings
abandoned,
are sinking.
If you want an abandoned city, there was one. I read this in
where?
Wallpaper. It's in Australia.
Oh,
it was used.
Too far.
It was used basically as a testing location for where they did like missile testing back in the 60s.
Oh, great!
And it's like it's out in like the middle of the outback.
Sure,
I think it's called Woomera. And
okay.
It's like, and it's like this whole, it's this whole little, like, perfect little 60s suburban town, and it's like fucking empty now because they don't use the test range anymore. Granted, it's about 20 miles from a piece of totally irradiated ground that anything near it dies. But other than that,
food really well.
Other than that, it's like this perfect little 60s suburban utopia, totally fucking empty. It looks like straight out of Thunderbirds.
There's also another town or an area someplace in Australia where they was near an iridium mine or something like that, and it's just. Apparently the place is the most toxic spot on Earth or something like that.
Did Midnight Oil do a song about that?
Yeah, Midnight Oil did a song about
that. Was that the Blue Sky Mine song?
Something, yeah. Yeah, I think that was it, yeah.
But, in any case, what do we got here?
The next one. UK workers sacked over lewd email.
This I heard and thought was silly.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's silly if people lose their jobs. What is this?
British firm has sacked or suspended dozens of workers over the sending of lewd emails featuring cartoon characters. They fired 10 people and suspended 77 other people.
Over lewd cartoon
characters. 88 people
apparently
involved
what, apparently
in
what it was
people.
Bart Simpson was having a cow, if you understand what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Although I
apparently
will say
87 people agree with these cartoons.
Although I have
how many
to admit,
people are
anything
left?
That discourages people from sending stupid fucking emails over a mailing list should
yes.
probably be encouraged. But honestly, yeah.
Being fired, yeah.
No,
for sending
exactly.
a joke to a friend.
Exactly.
I know
that's
not
fucked.
Good.
That's totally fucked.
Like, did people that just received this email get fired?
Child porn.
Yeah.
Well, no, they
yeah.
didn't say that. They just said it
so
was
all
80. No, they said it wasn't the material. It was the fact that it was the use of the company material in this manner.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess so, what was it? A company cow?
I can't believe 87 people sent this.
I would leave my cubicle.
You're getting arrested for having a CC.
Well, no, 87 people were on the receiving end of the same mailing list.
Yeah.
How about this? How about I leave my cubicle at the office with my MP3 player on Winamp playing one song, which is Virus by KMFDM? Thank you.
It says, reports that this was just Bart Simpson imagery were wide of the mark, the spokesman said. When we peeled back the layers, some of the material that was bandied about was far more gratuitous and of offensive nature.
Ooh, well... God knows we
okay.
don't want anything
we,
of offensive
we fired
nature.
We fired people for sending an email, but it was a really icky email.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well,
it wasn't just an email. It was
bad.
A bad email.
Had, like,
bad.
Photos of like yeah. you know children. You know.
Yeah.
You know, child
have all 80.
Simpson's a minor. Yeah.
Have all 87 people been warned about this before?
What? He's been on the for 15 years.
Yeah.
Actually, he's been on the fucking air so long he can't be a minor anymore.
Burn the building down.
No, I'm sorry. It's like
with
wow.
the people in
I'm,
it.
I'm on my desk with my stapler here, and well, I'm start hitting people. You know, it's like wow. How would you like some 12 gauge steel?
Sure. This reminds me of something that happened at my work. At my work, a guy was busted for spending too much time on the internet. And he was busted, and they were, like, mad. But then it turned out, oh, he was browsing porn sites. That made them really mad, and they canned him. And so I went back, and I'm like, they just canned this guy? Or spending one afternoon browsing porn?
I remember you told me that.
Yeah, and what I did was I went back, and I said, oh, I made a mistake on the logs. And I went back, and I hand-built a new log that said that he hadn't actually been browsing the whole time. Handed it to the boss, and got the guy unfired.
Very, very
yeah.
cool.
But I haven't told anybody at work that, or the guy whose job I got back.
Well, that's what they're around for.
Because I can't. If I tell anybody that I actually went and falsified logs so he wouldn't be fired, or if I even told the guy himself that I falsified logs so he wouldn't get fired.
So you saved this guy's job.
Yeah, and I can't tell anybody except you guys about it because I know nobody at my work listens. I hope. God. One of those guys might actually listen, and I'm in so much shit.
Not really.
Prove it. You lied. Everything we say here, we
you
just kind of say.
You made up a funny-ass story to make us all go,
yes,
"Ooh, you
right.
rock!"
That's right.
That's right. Uncle Tack is, you know, just talking right now. Everything he says is for entertainment purposes.
The difficult part was rolling back the date on the file that was already on the boss's computer. That was rough. Well, I couldn't get into the office, and I didn't have a network connection.
I recently discovered something. While we're waiting to find out what's going on here, do we got the do we got that story?
No.
Did they ever
these
ask
web,
where
these search
the log
suck.
Came from? Enki?
Okay.
Did they ever ask where...
Okay, well,
that wasn't
we'll
a log.
Talk
what
about
was the log was
largest
that?
Sentient search engine on it.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. Yeah, this is a story I tracked down on CNN. If someone could dig around and find the ACLU
closer.
defending NAMBLA or the ACLU defending NAMBLA story that was I saw posted
that'd be very
earlier,
good.
I would certainly appreciate it if you could send it to Sim.
The ACLU,
but that is what they're there for. ACLU.
Depends. I have only one thing to say. I'm
they're for people who are undefendable.
Yes. I will only like not complain about that depending on what's the point of law they're defending is.
North American
man-boy
law association.
Are they defending
no.
them on being on the internet or speaking in public or
yeah, that
like
is,
what
like
are
said,
they defending?
What are they defending? They're
not the existence.
Not the existence, but it depends on what point of law they're defending. That's I'm going to hold judgment until I hear what aspect they're defending.
Well, unfortunately, the American Civil Liberties Union, they're very, very good moral people, and they probably, it's probably something effective if they want to have a parade or a meeting or something
yeah.
like that.
Or
which,
they want to just argue the point that we are
yeah,
allowed to do that.
Which anybody can argue the point. I mean, anybody can argue the point that, you know, whatever.
Well,
I mean, there's
I
that guy who wrote that.
Child died.
The story is on CNN right now.
It was scheduled to be on at 9 Eastern, so it should
oh,
be
it should
on.
Be on the front page maybe then.
Should be on.
Okay,
as
well,
we
let's
see.
Take a look.
Well, it's like it's really
the thing is this kid was killed by a pedophile.
Okay.
And the parents of the kid are suing NAMBLA for
encouragement.
It's pretty much guilty there.
I'm not saying it.
You think so?
No.
It's like suing Eminem.
There.
No.
Or because Eminem said something in his...
No. Eminem is a musical artist who sings about certain things, and on his albums that oftentimes he states, I'm just fucking around.
So somebody... He sings about putting your girlfriend in a trunk and driving off a bridge. If
yes.
somebody put a girlfriend in a trunk and drove off a bridge,
yeah.
and then they said, Eminem, and he listens to Eminem...
Yeah, but there's a difference, though.
There's
the
no
North
difference?
The North American Man-Boy Love Association is not an entertainment thing. It is an organization dedicated
Some people don't
to making
see the difference.
Pedophiles.
The only thing I have to say
we
is...
We constantly argue that we'd like to see people get shot for behaviors which are unpleasant, or some other thing.
Yeah.
Would it be cool to sue us? I mean, we're not as reviled as NAMBLA, but basically... It's
Close.
Saying, NAMBLA says, hey, men should be able to have sex with young boys.
I think
that sucks. It's a very bad idea, but... At the same time, we go, we think these stupid people should die. If somebody goes out and kills one of those stupid people,
Woo-hoo!
Do we get our asses sued? That's not cool.
The only thing I have to say is true. I can't argue with the ACLU. I can't argue with them defending them in the form of the adversarial.
Well, hang on, we got the story here.
The lawsuit is that the ACLU is defending is a wrongful death suit. It's not about sex. That's defending the North American NAMBLA right to advocate for a political position. Blah, blah, blah. Involves the death of a 10-year-old boy who was killed by two men, one of whom was a member of NAMBLA. The lawsuit charges NAMBLA's beliefs and positions encouraged the killer.
You can't let this go from the ACLU's
no.
point of view because, okay, so now they pass a law saying
cutting
that
they're...
don't think that NAMBLA endorses the killing of young boys, so it's going to be a pretty tough case for them to argue that way.
I can see why the parents are fighting, and I can also see why why the ACLU is defending them. They're not defending their existence. They're not defending that. They're defending the fact that, like you were saying there.
Our legal system, both in Canada and in the States, is based on precedent. Precedent is far more important when it comes right down to it than the laws that people actually pass. So
I think it's a dangerous precedent.
If a precedent gets set where a organization
Regardless.
Which argues for a political position is responsible for the people who are members of that position's actions, in that case, everything gets fucked.
If you say something on television and somebody does it, you're responsible for that action.
If you're part of, imagine the Green Party getting shut down because they say that spiking trees has saved forestry. Somebody who in the Green Party spiked a tree.
Imagine the Nazi Party getting shut down because they think it's okay to kill Jews. Oh, wait!
Yeah.
They did!
Oh, wait, there's one single example that works out good in this situation. Let's go with that.
No, that's exactly the same thing. NAMBLA, Nazis. NAMBLA, Nazis.
But you're allowed to be a Nazi here.
Yeah, but you're allowed
allowed to be a Nazi here. Okay, France is fucked up. Germany's fucked up, but here you're allowed to be a Nazi. As an individual, you're not allowed to go out and kill people.
But you're about to believe it. You're allowed to believe it, though.
You cannot be a Nazi unless you go out and put people in camp.
But are you saying people can't believe things and organize because of a central belief?
No, I'm sorry. I cannot condone in any argument, shape, or form. As much as I'd like to see every member, I'd like to get their list and hunt them down, like, you know, in a box match, you know.
No.
I have to say I cannot condone the idea
of attacking someone over there. And unfortunately, I have to agree.
Otherwise, like
I have to agree with Drexel and with Enki that as shitty as it is.
Super shitty, yes.
As uber shitty, as beyond, like, as I
said, like
from my eyes and
like
mouth as
see
I
NAMBLA
speak
like
the
hit
word.
For anything we can possibly imagine. Anything
They're one of the worst.
That hits
yes.
against NAMBLA is a good thing. Anything
but
that
would,
causes them problems.
But it's one rule for all, remember.
Yeah.
They could shut down coke for saying something,
I'm against
right?
landmines, but I think we should all put them in the NAMBLA compound.
I'm fully for having, you know, the members of NAMBLA crucified and killed slowly. However, I just
but
don't
that's
think
because of their
I don't
thoughts
think,
as individuals and their
I
actions,
don't,
not because of
No, it's
the
be, I don't think
Period.
You don't period. And to say
You don't think you like people finishing your
sentence
for you.
I don't think that the government should do it. Okay?
No,
I don't think it should be
you know, legal to crucify them. I just think they should be crucified.
It shouldn't be government regulation crucifixion.
That's right.
What we want, what we want here at Cult, I think what...
No.
Okay.
You don't say anything.
Okay.
No, I think you'll agree. I think
crucifixion of NAMLA members, it's not the law, it's just a good idea.
I think you'll agree on this, that what we'd like to see...
Who's waiting?
We should have the right
everyone
to say that.
Okay.
Is vigilante.
If somebody does, uh-huh,
which we all agree, yeah, they're breaking the law, and it's a shame they're breaking the law, but who they're breaking the law on, we just can't feel too much sympathy
for. It ain't just the law, it's getting
baby. I broke the law over an emblem member's head again.
That in recent years.
Damn, I hate that.
You gotta be careful here.
Unfortunately, you're also sort of advocating what some of the pro-lifers are doing.
Really? Oh, that's a nice tie-in.
But it's the same parallel.
How so? And I'm going to go toe-to-toe
the parallel
with you right now.
But the parallel.
Okay,
the parallel. What's the parallel here?
To kill someone for something that they totally believe in, even though it's against the law?
What, same thing.
Oh,
the parallel, Sean, the parallel is that they believe what they're doing is right.
Okay.
And they believe,
yes,
that going against what the law says is okay to do it because
it's
what they're doing.
Higher power.
World calling.
Yeah, that's right. I understand what they're thinking when they go and kill, abortion, people at abortion clinics.
Because
one
abortionist,
I think they're
dead,
wrong.
Equals like 30.
I understand their viewpoint where they think that, you know, these people are killing babies. I'm going to kill them because they're killing babies.
Yeah.
I just think they're wrong.
If you agree with that mindset, but we must come back to the origin of thought here, where it says, well, is this fair? Is that fair? This is about force. Okay? He who has force makes the rules, period. The victor will write history. And all of this shit about fairness and laws and all that is purely perspective. Purely. Well, is that wrong? Yeah, sure. But it's what I believe, and if I've got the force to back it, it becomes right. That's the bottom line. Are the pro-lifers right? I don't think so. Is NAMBLA wrong? Yes, I think they are. And if you've got the force to back that, and the only difference between right and wrong is the number of people who agree with you. And if everyone here in North America agreed that killing babies, like abortion was killing babies, these fucking doctors would be shot. And if everybody in North America agreed and believed the way NAMBLA does,
then it'd be okay
for me to go out and fuck some 9-year-old kid up the ass.
As long as a 9-year-old loved me and wanted me to.
As I manipulate this 9-year-old into wanting me to fuck him up the ass.
By the way,
let me finish. The one thing is, though, that the reason why this conflict, which life is conflict no matter how you look at it,
yeah,
no matter which way, everything is a striving and thriving for power. The only thing that can be done is the measurement of force of that conflict to meet resolution, i.e., if there is a conflict like this pro-life thing, yes, the parallel is there. They are both a conflict, and they are both going to lose because they are both wrong because we say they are. That's the reason why. So to sit there and get into the philosophical and moral high ground and all that kind of shit, that's all fine. But, well, is that right? Is that wrong? Yes. Why? Because I say so. That's why. And as long as enough people stand up and say no, then you tally it up, that's who's right.
But you can convince other people to your side based on, argument.
That's what we're really talking about defending. If you go all the way back to where this whole thing started, is enough people say, this is the way it's supposed to be, that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, right now, NAMBLA is a really small number of people who say this is the way it's supposed to be.
It's an alarmingly
large
It's
very big.
That's the whole point of our charter,
charter rights and freedoms and that sort of thing, is to protect us from the majority who thinks we're fuckheads and want to kill us.
Should we go out...
Just because the majority thinks it's all right... Say the majority thinks it's all right to kill doctors because they're killing babies. The law says, no, you can't. Why? Because the majority shouldn't rule necessarily in all situations.
It's important to remember that the
majority should not overrule the rights of the minority.
Individual.
Absolutely.
True.
And this is why also people would sit there and Dak would say, do I believe in vigilante action? Do I believe in vigilante action? Do I think that people should just take up arms, run out to the streets because they are angry, and begin burning and killing and looting and all that good stuff? No, I do not.
Because they could go against you.
I do not support vigilante action.
What was that story about the pediatrician pedophile? That story about England? That was that town in England where
they attacked the guy. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, I do not support mass vigilante action. I do not support minor vigilante action. I support your action. When people say vigilante action, I think that people can sort out their problems. Okay, but you have to bring power back to one. We live in a culture now where it's all about one. It's not about 30 fucking people. 200 years ago, you had 200 people living in a village. It was all about that village. Because if you didn't have your neighbor, you were fucked. Because he was the guy who had the milk. And buddy down the road, he bakes bread. And buddy over there, well, he makes all the clothes for the village. You don't have all of these entities, you're fucked. If it all comes back down to the individual and will of one. So what I think is that people should take, and that's the only thing they can do, they have to take moral and social responsibility of actions. Somebody goes and rapes my wife. I will kill them. Whether or not that is right or wrong,
or legal or illegal,
totally irrelevant. I reject those laws. Fuck your laws. I don't care about your laws. This fucker dies. Period. End of list. Well, that's wrong. I don't register you. Your laws. Well, that's sociopathic. Great.
And some of those.
Good enough. I'm a sociopath, and that fucker's a corpse, and that's how it goes.
And some of those threats keeps people in check. Those personal threats, not the laws.
Do you think it's the law? What do you think it's the law? Why do you suppose that when a pack of Hell's Angels walks in somewhere and starts wrecking the bar, no one will call the police? Why do you suppose that is? It's fear because of applied force. This mock-up of civilization that we have is such a fucking lie. We're 3 miles away from total anarchy in every major city. Don't believe me? India. Oh, look. There's like a billion people without power, water, and light right now in India because there was a fuck-up. And something, some wires got crossed. Apparently in India right now, there's like a billion people without power, water, and light. I'm like, holy fuck, and phones.
Deal with that.
Don't forget phones. So there's no comms, no light, no water.
I've always been glad I don't live in India. Now even more so.
But could you imagine a billion people in a third world, in some section of India, which are third world.
They got it bad enough already.
And it's fucking road warrior territory right now. India is kind of big. Okay?
Yeah.
Like that whole place, there's probably, God only knows what's happening over there, because no one else does. You know what I mean? So, but getting full back, do I support vigilante action? That's a very blanket statement. No, I do not. Do I support individuals acting to their beliefs? Yes, I do. And if somebody, if a guy goes and decides he's going to rape my wife because, you know, she's evil.
Cute.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Evil.
And, or he's hurt me and he wants to hurt me, so he's going to rape my wife. Okay?
Yeah.
I think if he truly believes that, he's entitled to try. Give it your best shot, fucker.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I'm entitled to
kill him.
My elbows and your intestines before you're fucking, you finish your last scream, okay? So that's how that works. And people go, well, that's because we can't compartmentalize our lives to this degree. Everyone's like, label. It's very hard to drill it down to that level. It's very, very hard. But we have to take in, the only thing you can take responsibility for is your own actions. And that is something that no one does. No one takes responsibility. Well, you know, how'd you get your name? How the fuck did you get your name? My name's James. Is it? Really? Well, your parents gave you that name, right? What's your last name? It's Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how'd you get that? Oh, well, that was my parents' last. What the fuck is your name? What's your name? What's your belief? Well, what's your faith? I was baptized Catholic. Who did that? Who the fuck
and
are
how
you?
How old were you?
How are you? How old are you? Well, I'm a CEO. Of what? Because it's a job? Because it's your job you have? Most people don't even know who the fuck they are. They don't even know what's going on. They don't know what's going on in their heads. And they got these 15-year-old kids and 16-year-old kids who are clued in. They're like, wait a minute, I've been distracted my whole life, and all this Gap Jeans MTV bullshit is just a lie.
I think you're very optimistic about 15- and 16-year-olds.
I'm not really, because children...
People don't figure it out until they're in midlife, and boy...
Oh, whack! And there it is, just like...
Gold chains and hairy bellies.
But why is that?
I am fucking really miserable, and people think, oh, I'm happy, I've got a good job, I'm happy. The absence of suffering is not happiness.
No.
Okay.
Because a cow's been chained up in his pen his whole life and doesn't know the good life.
If you do not know what happiness is, you must quest for it. You must find what... I mean, you're sitting there and people go, there must be something better than this. That is a sign. When you're sitting there going, my life is fucked.
Or
know?
If you're even saying, oh, well, my life is pretty good, I guess.
I'm good, but
we were talking about
up,
this earlier, about McDonald's workers. Oh,
they're happy.
Making their money.
But suffering, absence of suffering does not happiness make, okay? You have to have a goal, a dream, a vision, something in the future. That's why some stupid fucking guy in Langley, B.C. named Sean cooks up this half-assed concept of making these weird little tribes that follow counterculture, and it catches like wildfire all over the United States with young people. Why is that? Because they're like, wow, this is a really cool idea, and I can belong to this, and I can see that other people are just like me, and they're pissed off too. That's the only thing that I've got going on. That's the only thing that I've got happening with me. And it's and they're sitting there and they're like, wow, Sean, you're the fucking man. You know, I get these emails that come in, aside from the ones that tell me I'm an idiot. And like, why'd you let, why is Smokehouse the guy? Why do you want to have just ICQ and blah, 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 fuck, whatever. Okay, and all the bullshit.
Well,
the
it's,
RC, just,
it's a sense of belonging.
It is
a sense of something that's lacking maybe
like,
in
oh,
their
you're,
lives.
You're so
or...
cool. Everything that has been done, all these projects, I haven't done shit on these projects. That's everybody else. Can I do this? Sure, cult's behind you. Boom, they go take over a small country.
That's,
and I'm
that's
like, way
it.
To go.
All these,
you know?
All these people have ideas in their head that they're not brave
they just,
enough to do,
they
or they're not
a little bit of a push.
I think everyone has that.
And I don't want any power. I
you
want to
like
empower.
Having permission to sort of
yeah.
go.
It's like, can I do this? Like, I don't know.
I'm sure you can.
And yes, somebody
you,
says,
yeah.
yes,
does anyone
do
else
it.
Think this is a good idea? Like,
they don't
am
know,
I
yeah.
being totally stupid here? Or
of course.
Actually, oh. yeah.
And everyone is always calling them down throughout their lives, going, you're stupid. You can't do this.
And
you're nothing.
God,
you're just a one person.
Thank God, or whatever God you
want
to go
after. You're not a corporation. You're not a CEO. You're not a big company.
You
you're
are not
a person.
Fucking
cat. Go to job. Go to your work and do what they tell you.
There's a Japanese expression that the nail that sticks up gets pounded down. A lot of people believe that.
That's a good
fact. That has been proven throughout history. The nail that sticks up does get pounded down. I've taken my share of wax on the head, but the only thing is, it's fall down 9 times,
but
get up 10.
Who are the people,
if you lay down, that's fine.
Who are the people that are known, and who are the people that succeed, are the people that do stick up.
But they're the people that fail the most.
Things, and fail most, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
but they fail 10 times and succeed once.
Yeah, quit yeah. pitching you haven't done anything wrong, because quite frankly, you haven't done fuck all of anything. So,
yeah.
There
if,
you go.
If you don't do anything, don't criticize people who are trying.
Exactly. So, bottom line, round robin, back to the concept here. Are the people, is the ACLU right in defending NAMBLA? I puke while I say it, yes.
yes,
is,
I know.
Is the...
anybody defending NAMBLA
is
like,
that right,
oh.
John?
imagine being the poor fucking lawyer who has, who has to take
I
this
I would
case.
Go home and boil my body and lie every
like,
fucking
you,
night.
Every time you go out in the street, you have to defend yourself against
you
everyone.
You're defending the NAMBLA? Why are you doing that?
Well, blah, blah, blah. And then they go,
with
really?
Hydrochloric acid.
No,
to get
they
the
don't.
Pain.
No, more
yeah.
likely they go, they
people
don't hear you, they ignore you,
to,
and they continue throwing stones at you.
To this
oh, yeah.
NAMBLA argument and go, okay, this makes me mad. Then we listen to the whole story and we're like, okay, well, it sucks. But basically, it's got to be done. 200%
said
here at VM. Do we agree
with
what they're saying that the ACLU should develop?
Anybody?
Show them this story.
I can't hear you.
Go out on the street. The problem is, go out onto the street, show 99, 100 people, whatever, this story. Ask them to read the story, then explain what's going on.
Yep.
And they'll say, yeah, but it's child pornographers. Fuck them.
In the end, they'll
you,
say that?
In the, yeah, I think they will. I think out of 99
that's,
people,
yeah.
you'll get like 90 that are going to say,
that's,
fuck them.
That's why I think this is a very good forum to go through everyone's ideas. Like, you have enough people in here to throw
well,
enough
we,
ideas that you can have a good debate about it.
I think we
it.
All agree. Even .com girl and myself, even though, you know, she's like, well, Sean, you're just as bad as the people killing the
which, and that was a good point, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very good point.
She didn't say you're just as bad as the people. She said it's the same thing, and
yeah.
it is
well,
the same thing.
Of course
thing.
It is.
But she didn't let me, I didn't get a chance to get up my point on that. You see, what I'd like to say is, yes, I think they should have the right to try and kill the doctors. I just want the right to try and kill the ones protesting.
Whoa,
that's wrong.
Well,
hey, let's just all kill each other.
Yes.
What have I been trying to get to happen for the
anarchy.
Last...
Anarchy.
Are you okay, PBM? You've got that painful look on your face.
It's just an aneurysm. It'll go away in a minute or two.
Yeah, it'll go away.
I'll get
a bit.
You some tissue.
Hold on here. While we're saying we'd like to kill the NAMBLA members,
like.
We're not actually doing it,
nope.
are we? Not. How many people here have bagged a NAMBLA member this week? This month.
Yeah,
put your hand down.
Oh, sorry.
And we wouldn't
that
wink,
one
wink,
doesn't count.
Advocate anyone wink doing anything about that
no,
now, would
know,
we?
You know,
wink,
actually,
wink.
I'm gonna step back for a second and I'm gonna say
it's
something.
Strangely comfortable.
To actually kill somebody. I have been in situations where I have been angry. I have been really angry and I have been trying to kill someone. And God, in his infinite fucking mercy, didn't allow it to happen. I have been dead fucking calm, and I have been trying to kill someone.
It's tough.
And
people
it didn't
are
happen.
People resilient, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're like
know.
Those big stuff,
it's
and
like
they
that,
just keep getting up, those assholes.
It's like that spider you tried to kill. It just
oh
kept getting up.
Oh, my God. I
and
couldn't kill a spider, never mind a person.
Like
I was
whack.
Using my guitar like an axe.
And
I hit it too.
But I'll tell you something. And in both cases, afterwards,
I stood back, I calmed down, or I thought about what I was doing. And I have to say, I had some serious moral qualms about what I did. There's some actions I did when I was a kid, which I really fucking regret.
I do not advocate. Okay, let's be. When I say that I'm talking about killing people, let's just define what it is I'm actually saying here. Okay?
It's like football. Kill that guy!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of more
that's
that
right.
way.
It's what, to get you revved
when,
up
when
about
hear
it.
Me, when people hear me freaking out about, you know, destroying NAMBLA and shit, what I'm actually meaning is that, yeah, do I think we should destroy NAMBLA? Does that mean I want to go out and have you randomly attack and hurt people?
No.
No. I do not want anyone to physically harm
there are way,
these
way
people.
Better ways of
However,
doing it.
You can use any and all subterfuge and illegal means to make their lives an absolute living hell. If they take their own life, that's
like,
okay too.
Like publicizing the fact that they're a member of this organization.
Sure.
Oh,
cut off the power and water
they,
to their house.
They, shouldn't they be proud of being in it? If they're a member, shouldn't they be proud of it?
Oh, sort of like the
and
Klan.
So if you put up their names on a billboard...
I carry a torch for kids who carry.
I have to say that is like the nastiest thing I've ever heard, and I have to say that there's a part of me that is disgusted by it, but I'd love to see it happen because that would be such universal. Complete
well, you take 20 guys from 20 different countries and say, hey, this guy fucks children. And they'd all, in multiple languages, go over and kick the living Jesus out of him.
Actually, statistically speaking, only 18 out of 20 countries.
Okay, well, whatever. And then the
other two will go home and have sex with their 12-year-old wife.
No, then the other 18 will turn and kill the two guys from the
left
countries.
Either way, problem solved.
Force. The supreme authority
me,
from which all
favor.
Other authority
I,
is derived.
I have a story that goes with this. Put on Loser Cruiser.
Loser Cruiser time? Okay.
This is actually pretty mighty.
This is pretty strange,
actually.
I
reached.
This is fucking surreal.
Ready? Okay. Oops. That's news.
All
aboard! You hear me now?
See you next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see you next week.
From Fight Club.
great film.
This morning, I had the weirdest fucking thing happen on the bus. This is not a tale of me thumping some punk. There's no violence. There's no violence involved.
You suck.
You're letting us down.
As foreshadowing, this is
no spinning him around.
This is this week's moment of Zen.
This is this week's moment of Zen.
Everyone should have a moment of Zen.
I got off extra early this morning, so I caught the first SkyTrain home. Which meant that other than, you know, a few dozen people going to work or going home from work, there was also the majority of the passengers on the SkyTrain were filled with those dregs that had not managed to catch the last form of transit home last night from their partying out. So, you know, you have the beer, you have the smell, and I don't get on the beginning of the SkyTrain run. I get on right in the middle. So I it's nice. Oh, the car was entirely packed. So I get on.
They're all heading for Surrey.
I go like a half a station. Somebody gets up. I manage to get a seat.
Uh-huh.
I've just worked all night long. I'm dead. My head hits.
You're on your feet too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on my feet. My head hits the glass and I'm out. I'm asleep for maybe two stations when all of a sudden I open my eyes and there's an old lady getting on the train. So I get up. I give her the seat. Stand up.
What a guy. Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm a
what
nice
a
guy.
Nice guy.
So she's an old gray haired lady. I give her the seat. I stand up. I put my head against the partition there, and I'm starting to fall asleep standing up when I hear this voice go, "May I ask why you gave her the seat and no one else?" I look over.
Oh, okay. Here it comes, right?
I look over. No fucking lie. There is shaved head, oriental, yellow-red robes. Yellow-orange robes.
It's, so it's a Buddhist.
It's a Buddhist.
Oh shit! You're gonna light yourself on fire and run into me. Ah! Don't go kamikaze. It's all good.
Wait.
Okay.
No jerry can. It's we're safe.
We're safe. There's no jerry can involved.
I said, got a light.
There is a Buddhist monk.
Okay.
He's just questioning your.
So you're not like I thought it was gonna be like some feminazi. Or
No. And he's like, why did you ask why you gave that seat to that woman instead of anyone else?
He is just a person as everyone else in this train.
I'm like. Because she's I'm a lot younger. I'm trying to try. Now, I respect.
I'm like, why the fuck that
goes,
I
that
this?
Goes
get
PC.
The fuck out of that
I respect. I respect every holy man, no matter what your religion.
Wow.
No, I do. No, in some basic way, I do respect all
some
of them because
basic way.
They.
Oh, basic.
Basic.
That's a form of it.
Oh, no good.
No, actually, that's not. No that's not. Basic. That's a proper use of basic.
Yes.
It's not basically as in kind of, as in sort of like, as in it's kind of like.
Can we get back to Tales from the Loser Cruiser, please? So I do
we're
respect.
Losing our moment.
I do respect
here.
All holy men. People. All yeah. Holy men, holy
I suppose
women.
Somebody, provided they're cool holy men, like the like if they're a member of the Werewolf Club, then I don't have a problem with that. But anyway.
Okay, so I'm, well, I'm a lot younger than her. I've. You know, I can stand up. She should probably sit down. I'm confused. I mean, I'm not awake.
You're tired. You're drawn down. This is when those cults strike.
Yes,
they
exactly.
told me to do it on TV. I don't know.
So he's then. So, but you seem to be tired. Why her? Why not someone of these other people? And I'm like completely at a friggin' loss here. I am at
and
a
you're
loss,
tired too.
And I'm tired. And I went because I guess it was the way I was raised. And then he looks at me like I've just failed a test. And he says, "Ah, then the act of charity was your parents, not your own."
Oh, wow!
And I'm like,
"Wow! You better know some kung fu, boy."
No, I'm thinking.
How about some kung fu?
I'm thinking to myself, if he tries to speak to me anymore, I'm going to pretend the next stop is mine because I can't deal with this.
My mind exploded. I'm questioning my every
act of charity.
Well, you should have
said something like, "A head full of rhetoric does not intelligence make."
Shut down, Buddha.
Have a sleep. Give him a break. As for me, I accidentally mowed down a Buddhist monk while I was playing with the Tamagotchi. So what goes around comes around.
That clever quip was your master's and not your own.
Oh. And how about this? Even though I'm this uncultured Gaijin motherfucker, I got up and gave her the seat. So fuck you, Brown.
Yeah, but he was standing already, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was standing already.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Oh. I'm not going to steal that wind.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, I'm just thinking to myself as I'm standing there, I can't believe this is fucking happening to me. Only this shit happens to me.
No
so kidding. What did you say?
I spun him around. Slammed him up against the partition.
I just talk
shit now, motherfucker!
I just kind of smiled and nodded, and he just kind of like looked away. I'm serious. I felt like I had failed a fucking test.
This should be explained at this point that Dak was pretty sure that this guy's kung fu was much better than his kung fu.
I'm sorry, I would have said something and be like, "Hey, you know what? That's a pretty ignorant thing for you
no,
to say."
No, it isn't. I mean, it's...
That's a fucking ignorant thing to say.
It's fucking cold. It's like, oh, you gave up your seat. Well, that's not fucking good enough. Like, it's not...
I mean, if you know the person, maybe you can say that to them, but...
Shin when you gave up your seat.
I think what he meant to say was the act of charity was your parents and yours.
Yeah, maybe that's what he meant. I didn't take it as a bad way. I was just confused. I'll be very
why do you always take the side of people on the bus who aren't even in the room, huh? Why is that?
But I don't think it's any more his parents than his parents or yours.
Dotcom girl's probably right, because Buddhists generally just go around pissing people off.
Yeah.
It's not something they do.
But what is...
Maybe it's just an acolyte or something.
Why did you give up that seat? Well, somebody used to kick the shit out of me when I was a kid, and I thought being mean to people was bad, so now I'm nice to people. Oh, so that act of charity was the one of the guy who kicked the shit out of you every day and not your own? I'm sorry, Mr. Buddhist Monk. If that's what he said, that's piss poor, and it goes to prove that an orange robe does not a friendly person make.
I mean, I don't understand. I'm just still...
Yeah,
no, like, sure.
It's 5:30 in the morning. I decide to make you feel like shit for being nice to people.
He didn't make me feel like shit. I'll be very honest. He confused me.
Shotgun.
The whole situation confused me.
Shotgun to downtown Buddhist temple. In walks a Dak. Covered in blood. Goes up to the Buddhist master. Goes, pulls out this brown road bloody pulp. Is this yours? Son. Keep him off the transit system from pissing off security guards or being next to old people. Thump, 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 slam.
And just walk in. I'd like to make a complaint.
What have you learned from this grasshopper? Perhaps the great white dragon should be left alone while the grasshopper takes public transit. You gain wisdom, my child. I'm serious, man. It's
you
like,
just
wow.
Channeled Dak. He's sitting right beside you.
Well,
I could have sworn that was a racist tirade.
But you're calling him the great white dragon? He's a white guy.
With a little accent.
Racism is okay directed at white people.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
white people,
that.
White people suck!
Yeah, we're responsible for fucking everything.
Oh, no.
No, we are.
These much? Like, oh, here, have some blankets. Oh, look at that. That's nice. First people guilty of genocide.
That's the big one, but I think that was unintentional.
For the most part, it was unintentional.
I don't think genocide is a recent invention.
And intentionally causing, you know, disease to be spread, you know, they got that idea after it was already too late. There's nothing coming to North America from Europe and bringing your diseases. There's nothing you could do about it. All you could do is not come to North America, and then eventually, when the natives, you know, started to build bigger ships and whatever and came to Europe, they'd get the diseases, bring them back,
actually,
and they'd
die.
First
question, were there any native diseases that have spread from there? Like,
I'm sure there was, too, the back the other way.
The difference was...
Perhaps.
The difference was... Yeah. The difference
already had tobacco.
The difference is that the Indians didn't go and lay blankets on the dead and leave them there for a set amount of time to infect the blankets with diseases.
Oh yes, but my point is that
and then fold them up and then give them.
It's not necessarily a racially motivated thing, though. I mean, come on, white people were hucking bubonic plague-ridden cows over the sides of castles in order to get land from people long before they knew there was Indians around to take it from.
Yeah, which means that we're a piece of shit to our own people.
We're a piece of shit to everybody.
Anybody.
Don't say we, okay?
Let's boil it down to its essence.
Hello.
What it is we're really aggressive about pursuing our property rights, or what we feel are our property
Look,
rights.
Look, we own the
people
world.
People are bad. Go anywhere, find any fucking race, and I defy you to find no bad people there. Okay?
Nice.
The white people, when they came to North America, all right, that, like this disease thing, for the most part, was unintentional, and they couldn't have stopped it anyways. Okay?
I mean, they wanted them as slaves, not to kill them.
If it was the other way around, you think the Indians would be different? They're people. People are bad. Okay?
No.
If you put people in a certain situation, a certain number of them are going to be bad.
There is no race, there is no ethnic group of humans that are all morally pure.
Yeah. There's no gene isn't absent from, like, you know, some race.
That would imply because that would imply there was a superior human race,
we've already established we would have destroyed them. We've already established that good and bad are relative to the number of people that agree with you.
Well, the aspect has a few ideas about what is good and bad. But you've established that. I don't agree. I agree with personal morals, and your personal opinion depends on your strength and whatever, right?
Sure.
But there is a basic good and bad. There's
based on what?
Based on intent. If you're intending to do good to another person, that's good. And if you're intending to do bad, that's
there
bad.
Is intent
where do you define?
As well.
Where do you get the barriers of good?
Benefits.
How many people
you wish to
agree?
Do something that benefits them? It
well,
might be, I'm going to
devil.
Feed them gravel, because I think that will help them.
You think you're good.
Them,
you think you're good.
That's
they
bad,
think
but
you,
your intent
yes, it is
good.
An intent.
And it doesn't matter.
I did a whole... I did
intent
a whole,
matters.
I did a whole...
Intent is all that matters.
I did a whole presentation.
One person.
The crusade.
I did a whole presentation on, like, the relation
poor
between biology
no, you know what? That's
and
questionable
morality.
Whether that was
like,
the best
like
intent.
Social and moral behavior and biology and fuck, I wish I could remember some of it right now.
John, no matter
it's
what...
probably all
like
just too confusing.
It's been 3 years, I can't remember, but...
Do yourself
yeah.
a favor, don't it, remember it.
No, the point being is that there is a point to be made that absolute, like, total moral relativism can put you in some really fucking nasty positions in serious philosophical debate, and... I don't want to go there.
Okay, the one thing is that do you know why it causes confusion? The reason why philosophical debate causes confusion is because you're trying to be involved another entity.
Yeah.
The minute you are involving another entity, there's a whole new set of cards. I decide what is right, period.
For you.
Bang.
Yeah.
Yes, because what else can I decide what is right
Great.
For?
Another
I
person.
I have no control over Derek's mind. Yeah. None. Enki is his own...
He's tried. We're working on that, though.
Yes,
we're working.
However, I am really sure that if I can just get a right electrode and hit it and
right
wire
spot.
It, we can really sell that bit.
Look what we did with the Lieutenant Major Zombie.
To be honest, I cannot...
He's the first
as
one.
As much as I cannot show Miles Drexel the error of his ways and how Soldier is a better film than Conan.
You
Conan,
try. You
I
can't
try.
Convince me that the sky is, you know, purple either.
That's right.
It's blue. It's barely blue.
No.
you know, but sometimes
the
gray.
Is, the point is, though, that I can make a decision for me, and that's what we need to do as more of as cultures. People need to make decisions for themselves.
A very well-thought-out decision.
Yes, versus allowing themselves to be programmed.
Yes.
Which is what
well-thought-out decisions other than just based on, like, one opinion they saw on television or one opinion they heard from their preacher or their parents or their teacher.
They need something. They need to go deep, deep, deep within themselves and experience the power of your own thought. That's like,
well,
and
before
some people
that,
live
most
and
people
die and never get it.
Most people have to fucking think for themselves. Which
is that's the first step.
Most of them don't.
The last step is thinking for yourself. The first step you have is to be still. That is the very first step. There's a Zen moment for you.
To be still.
Stop.
Oh.
Stop what? Stop. Stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Sit alone in a room with the lights out and sit there for a bit. Until eventually you will begin to think. Because your brain...
There's nothing else to do.
This is what sensory deprivation is in its nth degree. If your brain is deprived, this is why these monks... Why do you think people go and live in fucking caves and mountains wait for enlightenment? Because if they sit there and deprive themselves of their senses, eventually
they'll start to hallucinate.
Yeah, well,
if they don't have a job.
Because the brain craves input. And so since there is no sensory stimulus,
you start thinking.
It will create its own.
It's like turning off the television and reading books.
Thinking.
It's another
it's just
step.
Hallucinating. It's part of their brain's thinking, but it's not the part that's important.
Okay, to the nth degree, yes. If I take away the 4 kilohertz hum of the planet, yeah, your brain starts to go, whoa, having problems. Okay, I'm not talking quite to that degree. Put away the sense depth tank. Enki, okay, I know you want one. It's very bad. It's scary. Don't, quote, no. No sense. I don't care how he tries to sell it to you.
Don't open the door to December.
Don't get into the tank.
Seen altered states much?
No. Yeah, seen altered states much. But no, seriously, that's what people need to do. They just have to stop. They have to learn to be still.
All disappointed.
Turn off your TV.
Oh, it's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. And that's pretty much it. They have to. But losing stuff doesn't mean that everything has to be destroyed. You just have to understand that it has no value and therefore it is lost.
Hence the line I've been saying for years that I think this whole, all of it, all of life, everything in the universe is a joke.
Wow.
Relate that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Who's giving the punchline?
What?
Who's giving the punchline? Like, who's telling this joke?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but
nobody hears the punchline.
I'd love to actually meet the writer.
We just lived the joke. We weren't here for the setup, and we're not going to be here for the punchline.
Yeah, I've got some bad news for all of you people. We're not a joke. There is no purpose. Nobody loves you, and we're not important enough that anybody's going to worry about it. We're just here to live with it.
Remember, when the universe completely ignores you, be grateful. That's as kind as it ever gets.
Well, that's one thing to say, but
that's excellent. That was very well thought.
I'm kind of going the other
way. I hope at least you know what you're talking about.
Can I get that on a print so I can put it up next to my footsteps?
Well, I want to welcome
that. I think that people need to understand that there is nothing more powerful than one. That's
one person?
Than one being.
One nuclear weapon.
What's that?
It's use of a quiet moment.
One's use of a quiet moment.
Good drama.
Oh, thanks. I've been working on that. It's kind of like a picture's worth a thousand words, but it's nothing to a well-timed pause. It's
but
really
everyone
shitty.
Is an individual. People think just like...
I'm not.
You're not.
That was well done.
Like, they do these mass mailings. An example is like a mass mailing. You sign your name at the bottom of this list is not as effective as 10,000 people sending individual pieces of mail.
That's exactly it.
Which they wrote with their own hands.
And it's all different, and they have to read it because it may be relevant.
Thing to this is, which is when Prophets Attack, which we posted, which Dak was talking about it, some artist made a 1 foot by 4 foot by 9 foot, 1 square, 2 squares, 3 squared, 3 squared, monolith.
It wasn't that, but close.
It wasn't
the right dimensions.
Unfortunately, it
would have been cool.
I thought it was the right dimension.
Okay, maybe it is.
Anyway, whatever.
I read
whatever.
It wasn't.
And they made the monolith from 2001 and put it up on January 1 in a park.
Beautiful. Right in the top of a hill.
And it was like, and then 5 days...
I had
days
no later, idea how the fuck they got it there
it's
either.
It's really heavy, 900 pounds.
Five days later...
Those UBC engineering students.
5 days later, it vanishes. The park forest goes back up because they were going
to
leave it there for a bit for people to see. And then they were going to move it and actually mount it in the park because they thought it was cool. Okay.
Extreme.
It's not too cold. It's fucking hot over here.
Okay.
Open it a little bit, not all the way, and then close it all
He's worried about pissing off
the... Put a jacket on.
I'm really worried about pissing off the neighbors the first Sunday we do the show. and then not being able to do it anymore.
But the thing is that was somebody had that idea. You know what I mean? And that's the power of one. One, it
yes.
Like,
actually, has anybody noticed this happened in Seattle and Monolith Entertainment? Game makers are based in anyone?
Oh, you think they're gearing up for something?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Hey, listen,
there's a group that took.
They can do crazy shit to advertise for video games. Can I describe what was something that ran in the peak last year? It was an employment ad, you know, basically looking, you know, and the first one is, you know, look, you know, we're, you know, just come
we
to our
know.
Information session. Come to our information session. We're looking for new employees, you know, recent graduates. But, you know, and there was, I think they had a website.
40 hour plus a week.
There was a website. There wasn't quite enough information there, but there was a website. And you go to a website, and it's this very, very typical looking corporate website for some IBM type of company.
You'll be selling knives on the street soon.
The next week, they run the ad.
To 2000.
And it says we're looking for openings in first level mindless drones and fourth level. And at the bottom, you see a logo for a video game company, and it all basically worked towards it was an ad in the, and this corporation was like the evil valence of this particular
right.
video game. The first fucking week, nobody knew.
Wow.
You know, so
you have to pay for advertising like that however.
Interestingly enough, the monolith got moved. Did you hear where they moved it to?
Yeah, actually,
a bird sanctuary.
Bird sanctuary, and there's a company, there's a group that's already taken credit for it. There's a group that's already talked there. I don't believe it's an advertising stint. I think it's some artist who just thought it would be a cool fucking thing to do.
One artist group that they blamed it on. That group said, sorry, actually, it wasn't us.
Would have been cool.
Really cool, and we wish it had been.
Yeah.
We had the budget, sorry.
Nobody saw them move it in because it was so misty that night on the island.
That was a great part, too.
Yeah, and then it's like, what are the missed parts? And there it is, the monolith!
They haven't really utilized that. What they should have got was some really good Hungans in there, so what they could do is they could put some solar panels around the outside to, like, charge capacitors, and, like have something broadcasting, like, you know, from the fog, so you get close to your radio, suddenly gets overpowered with, save us, you know, they're talking on radios and shit, and be like, okay, well, yeah, we're going to... Can I get Fire Mission 4 guns on this grid over?
I love the fact that... I hope the artist who did do this does not take credit for it.
They already did.
Credit or jail time.
They're finding a home for it.
Because
they're already looking for a home. They're not mad. They're just concerned that this big monolith was going to fall on somebody and kill them.
What I wish...
Let PBM speak.
What I wish is that somebody with deep pockets had gone whole hog with this idea and put hundreds of them everywhere around the world.
Like, whoa.
Let's get some monkeys while we're at it.
Yeah, throw some monkeys around it in a cage with sticks.
Oh, we've got about 6 billion too many monkeys as it is.
No shit, thank you.
It's a sad day when you agree with Uncle Dak. It really is.
They were safe before they had opposable thumbs.
And their heart is fucked to train now.
I've got a great song. It's called God Thinks, and it's by Voltaire. And listen very close
and
to the lyrics.
APOC sent you this.
APOC sent me this.
Should I put
great
my phone
artist.
On or just listen over
it'll the... be over the it'll be over the speaker. So here it is. Thanks, APOC.
People like you are embarrassment to creation.
judgmental first to face, don't mention his name for your own protection. God thinks the sun revolves around the earth. God thinks there was something very wrong with Copernicus. God thinks abortion is murder, and God thinks everything that science gave us is wrong. God thinks women deserve it. God thinks AIDS is a form of punishment. I hate people who blame the devil for their own shortcomings, and I hate people who thank God when things go right. And I know what God thinks. God thinks you're an idiot. Oh, oh, God prefers a heretic. Oh, oh, God, God, God thinks all people like you are hateful. God thinks all people like you are an embarrassment to creation. Self-righteous, judgmental, fierce to throw the stone and you can say your own agenda. God is a liberal, God is a Democrat, God wants you to vote Republican. Instead of just a man who puts his words in the mouth of God and says it's absolute truth, it's lies and it smells like death. If all in a day's worth taking money from the poor, why do you think that God would need your dirty money if you want to start a holy war? Self-righteous, judgmental, first of all, stone, using his name for your own protection. God thinks puppies need to die, and God thinks babies need to drown, 'cause God is neither good nor bad. God is you and me, God is everything.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day, you're listening to Rant Radio.
That pretty much sums it up about religion, don't you think?
Yeah, I love
so,
that.
So you say that's tearing up the Christian charts now, huh?
Oh, yeah, straight to the top.
God thinks you're an idiot. That's,
Do you know, there was a...
Christian sentiment.
Your microphone's not on, Sean. Sean, your microphone is not on.
That's right behind Marilyn Manson's I'm Not a Slave to a God Who Doesn't Exist.
Yeah, yeah. It's right behind it. That's number two.
That's number two. They're fighting out for the top slot.
There was a line that something about a fanatic is someone who would do what God would do if only God knew all the facts.
You mean like kill everyone on the planet?
No, I've never said that.
Yeah, he already tried that once.
Yeah, he did.
Succeeded quite well.
Drexel almost had a hell of an idea where he was going to come out, me and Drexel are going to write a movie about how there was this fantasy land like Tolkien style, you know, there's all these angels and unicorns and like D&D style stuff.
Yeah.
And then the whole film is about this one dark god who's trying to destroy the earth, and all these people go, and at the end of the film, okay, the party loses, the heroes lose,
yeah,
and the earth gets flooded for 40 days and 40 nights, and you see one ark that goes along.
and the dove flies away and comes
flies
back
away
with like
the
a
ark.
Oh, yeah.
And the leader is the guy who had a really bad attitude following the dark god.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the dark god. So that was our idea for a film.
Oh.
Which would be artistic as fuck. And
oh,
probably
yeah.
be like, well, because 200,000 people would be like, oh, because
the rest of the world 70 like, million people would be
and
like,
and
kill
and
them.
Because you'd have, you'd, what you,
you'd have massive
you'd
protests
get,
and it would go
you'd,
straight.
Exactly.
You'd tons of money.
Like you'd get like awards at Cannes, and you'd
oh
get,
yeah,
and you'd
oh
have,
yeah,
like
we'd,
women
we'd,
in like
Darcy and I would be like awarded
like
at Cannes, and then we would wake up and be staked in the middle of the Arizona salt flats, and we'd look over at Darcy and say, "Well, it seemed like a good idea. Well, it's a shame that there's a couple more
well,
thieves out here. We could probably turn this into something."
The Christians have to see it before they can hate it.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, because...
No, not necessarily.
No, it didn't stop them
not
with dogma.
Not necessarily, yes.
Yeah, my minister said it was bad.
It didn't stop them. It didn't stop them from protesting against Last Temptation of Christ or
anything. They handed out the flyers to all of us, and we just went out into the streets.
I finally got a chance.
They said it was bad. I believed them.
Oh, yeah.
Dogma is a holy film.
Show me a Muslim who's actually read the satanic verses.
The guy who made the movie Dogma probably knows his Catholic catechisms better than most of the people criticizing it.
Oh, not only that, but like Dogma was great because, I mean, that was the most realistic thing that had ever occurred because at the end of the film, when the buddy with the long hair stands up and he goes, "What the fuck is going on? Who the fuck are you?" I'm like, "Right there, brother. I'm right there with you." I'm like, "Somebody best be giving me some answers right fucking quick." It's like, that's it. I'm going for the Mac-10.
Yeah.
You know.
Of course, if you'd actually said anything to him, he would have exploded.
If God came to Earth in the form of a woman and I had sex with her, would that mean I cheated on my wife?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would. No, I think
yes.
It would because
a resounding yes.
Doesn't matter if it's God or not. Doesn't matter.
Do you really think you'd get any from God, Sean? Honestly.
No.
Not only that, but Sean, think for a minute. The Immaculate Conception would hurt like fuck. You're a guy.
Yeah. What do you? That would hurt.
I think God wants a piece of this. Anyway, no, but seriously.
He's craving it.
Yeah.
Ego crushing.
That's that ego.
No, Ed, no oxygen.
Okay, everyone wants to see, like, footage of Sean fucking God. You know, they're still in the IRC. Anyway.
Me.
Wow.
Don't ever say that. Don't say that.
Oh, God.
Have, like, this spiritual
vision. You thought
it
was bad with the mentals thing being here within about 30 seconds. Come on. There's going to be something nasty
involving
IRC. You and the Sistine Chapel within, like, about an hour and a half. Okay.
You know, Michelangelo's picture of the creation, don't ask where he's putting that finger.
Oh!
Hopefully he licked it first.
Lick it first.
Oh! Step two and about the ass juice, right?
It was Skitty, right, that you said to do that?
Which?
Lick before you do it? Last week?
Lick your finger before you...
She said she didn't do it.
Oh.
She let you down.
That's okay. I was drunk. You shouldn't lick your finger and stick it up anybody's ass.
Unless they ask you nicely.
Thank you.
Yes, you
quit it. What have we told you?
Use KY jelly.
Yes.
It's much more hygienic.
The brand, Rant Radio uses.
And then there's Slip X. I went into a shop called Max Leathers downtown.
No,
and Max Leathers is like
the
Leatherman store in Vancouver. You know, where they've got like the double lot
Max.
You know,
Max.
Yeah, I deliver there sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you ever
open the package?
Great people. There's like
occasionally they dress disturbingly normal.
No,
like it's
fine.
Worse if I walked in, they're all dressed in leather. I'd be like,
yeah.
I expect you walk in, you see normal people, like
dressed in Gap clothes.
Like, you see like your school librarian and you're like looking at him, he's looking at you and it's painful.
Or you see
like,
the 400...
Is this a laundromat? No, I didn't think so. I'm slam.
Or you see the 400-pound guy just kind of eyeing carefully the leather G-string. Just the horrible things that just bring things to images.
Leather G-string. Like... No, far too calm. How about the big leather cock bag? it's a big spiked cock, you know, collar or whatever.
Hey, it's the same thing with fat bikers and mopeds, okay? They're both fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you riding them, all right?
Excuse me, how much for the double-aught piercing?
Scaring me. How about I just ram this big pen through your dick and we'll call it a day?
Stab.
Okay, in any case, I go into Max Leathers, right? I'm like looking around. I'm like, I'm fun with this shit. I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And they got like some, like what really twists me out and sometimes is you'll see like things that fuck me up is not really graphic photos or anything like that. It's like a film like Overfiend. Okay, Overfiend is a piece of Japanese anime that is completely dedicated to violent sex and like demons raping people and with tentacles and it's brutal. But the thing is, it's hand drawn, which means there's a team of people
working on this day and night.
And there's no question about how disturbing this is.
Somebody actually had to worry about how exactly do you make it look realistic when you rend someone apart
by fucking them to death with a tentacle.
You'll have to redraw that tentacle. It's way too big.
Like, there's some different cultural shit going on there. But I go into Max Leathers, right, and they've got like this picture of this guy on his knees and another guy with a really muscular arm going down and cradling his face because it's like the master-slave relationship, right? And it's done with pastels and it's amazing. artistically, it's fabulous. You know, and I'm looking at this, and I'm staring at it, and I'm thinking to myself, because it's quite a piece of art, right? Because then you're thinking, you're like, is this something I agree with? Do I inherently think this is bad? Why do I have a chubby? You know, like, well, why is this?
Should I have a chubby? I'm questioning my sexuality.
Get the fuck away from me.
Should I buy some leather just in case?
I'm frightened yet strangely excited.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Dak, don't try and...
Don't go in there. Dak, get out of there. There's wires. Tons of them. Get out of there.
Uncle Dak being a raging homophobe. You know, but in all honesty, like, I mean, who cares, you know?
Aren't there most raging homophobes?
What?
Their thing about that.
Oh, where they...
People who beat up gays really are secretly...
Denial.
Yes.
It's usually
a denial.
Well, no, to think that, you know, like, Bubba the Barbarian is killing fags because he's gay is not really feasible. I think it's usually because it's just fear. It's fear. It's fear of touchy-feely. It's fear of...
They want to kiss me. No, nobody wants to kiss you.
Nobody wants to kiss you.
You 300-pound redneck.
You told that story when you were hanging with those...
Oh, best
fear.
Partner I had in my
it's
life.
It's fear that...
You wanted to kiss
no
them,
boy,
but they still
no
wouldn't
kiss you.
No boy
will want to kiss
me. The guy in drag sitting there next to me, and we're both hammered out of mind. He goes, can you tell me something? What? You're straight, right? Yeah. Why do you guys always think we want to fuck you? And I'm like, I don't think you want to fuck me. Why would I be here? And he's like, that's a very good point. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's drunk logic, right? And he's like, you know, all these fucking rednecks, these fat, sweaty rednecks, they think we want to fuck them. Would you fuck a fat, sweaty redneck? No. I don't want to fuck a fat, sweaty redneck.
Soul Trance, the Rio U1 was the PMP 300. It has 32... How much RAM? Was it 32 megs? 32 megs of RAM, so you can listen to it for a half an hour at 128.
So there you go.
It's upgradable. The stuff about the
it's
drag queen.
Oh yeah, no, this drag queen is, and he's going on. He's like,
yeah,
I don't want
story.
I don't want to, you know, fuck, you know, these fat rednecks.
Sweaty redneck.
You know, and I thought it was very, and I never ever thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Would you fuck some fat, ugly old bitch?
No.
Well,
no.
There you go.
He's
bitch. Maybe if I was really drunk and I was angry, I might hate fuck one, but that would be all right. You know, which I think is, like, way too funny.
Just
and,
to prove he's bad in bed.
You know, like...
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, you're not a... You can't hit a home run with this team either. See you later, buddy. But,
oh!
Cold. But, yeah, no, it's just...
Yeah, still 3 minutes with a guy.
Yeah. You really are terrible. So, you know, it's funny, and you sit there, and when I was younger, right, I'd go, like, I'm like 17, 18, you go into Max Leather, you're looking around, because you're curious. You're curious, natural thing.
No, yeah. I've never been curious.
Oh, come on, everybody's been curious. So, you and then people who...
Zipper masks can be worn by males or females, so...
I've thought about
neutral
that.
Thing.
Some of this shit, and after I figure out what it is, okay, I see a lot of chain, a bunch of straps here. How is this worn
you
exactly?
You gotta question yourself, is this going to turn me on? And you're gonna go... No.
You know, you sit there and...
No.
No.
There's a certain intriguing quality to picking up an item and wondering exactly what part of the body and
which gender, what part of the body
does this cover?
I don't get is
the electric eggplant apparently is a little...
Excuse me, this looks like a door chime. What is this?
Door chime. It makes noise. It has a plug.
Well, thank you very much. I've been looking for that. That's our door chime.
Thank you. Okay.
No, if I think of what a door chime looks like, those wouldn't be little tubes.
But, no, seriously.
But they dingle.
How much for the door chime?
Don't laugh. The Romans had door... The Romans actually had wind chimes. That were like, yes.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Like,
when I went to
Roman,
Amsterdam, I walked into a sex museum in Amsterdam,
things you don't
and there was like a 9-foot penis arcing over the doorway, and I'm like,
I think it's fucked up that we teach kids about Roman times, like when they're like, you know, 12 and 13, and there's no way in hell you can talk about sex because Romans were, I mean,
a lambda as much.
It's like, I said, I remember seeing this thing on Pompeii, and
they did this
whole story on saying. Here, you know, here's the wind chimes we found. And it's like, they're all, it's like, it's schlongs all over the place. I'm like, you know, they didn't
is that
let
a technically
us,
correct
they didn't let
yes,
us see that
is.
Stuff when I was in grade 7 and doing the unit on the Greco-Roman era.
How exactly do you cover the Emperor Caligula without mentioning his habits?
Yeah.
I remember reading about the art they did dig up
that's
in Pompeii. And it's like, you know, boys with girls, boys with boys, girls with girls, girls with boys, girls with dogs, dogs with boys, boys with horses, horses and donkeys.
Oh.
monkey horse the boy.
You go with someone you love.
It's like if it's Tom Jackson.
Bring
go.
In the Lions and the Christians.
Think Blur early.
Oh! You know, it's like, hey, this sounds like a pretty good society. It was around for 1,000 years. Nobody got pissed off. We all had running around. We fucked every Friday night. Puked our guts out. We'll go get watch a bunch of Lions, eat some Christians. Rock on!
That sounds good.
Sounds like a good deal.
You know, Venice.
I'm going home with somebody tonight. You know, that's how that works.
What Ronan Medic said really bothered me.
A thousand year long.
Bring me the Roman. Bring me the Christians and the Lions. Bring me. Okay. Apparently, I'm the only
whatever
one getting it.
Never mind. So it's like, I don't really.
I heard this whistling sound as he was saying it, and it was sailing right over your head. I think
that's pretty amazing. A thousand years, long rev, with no X. Those people were marathon runners, all of them.
I'm serious. I'm like, anybody who's ever done, like, a hardcore sex fest kind of, like, week or weekend or whatever, you know? Like, it's tough. Oh, man. It's hard. It's fucking hard. Day five, you know? She
like,
walks
I don't care anymore.
Some brandy sifter and some speed. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Me and Keith Richards both are going to slow down now. Okay, Iggy's over there. No, it's all bad. I'll
shut slow the fuck down.
No.
Speaking,
you know.
Seeing how we're getting onto like this sixth subject, how exactly do poppers work?
A popper is what?
A popper is
defined.
Supposedly, what is it?
Amyl nitrate.
No, not amyl nitrate.
There you go.
Room freshener.
No, it's isopro. There's this thing where
.com
girl. You pop
it, you know,
for
about
sex.
It, I guess.
Well, it was on the paper. You saw it in the product.
Yeah, exactly. What? How exactly does it work?
What is that?
It stops oxygen from growing into your brain.
Oh, okay.
That's a great thing.
So it's the chemical equivalent of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
You know that shit that killed Michael Hutchence?
Yeah. Always good.
That's so bad because you always find kids who've like hung themselves trying to do autoerotic asphyxiation while jerking
apparently,
off.
Apparently, it's
in
like
the bathroom
of
the school with the tile.
A lot of suspected suicides are actually instances of autoerotic asphyxiation. But you know,
yes.
The families can't either. They can't believe it, or they go into total fucking denial, or they just don't want anybody else to
they
know about it.
Close them up
like,
before
they were
the.
So happy we had no idea. They were happy.
Very happy.
Really happy.
Sure,
Buck,
really, really happy.
Adventure?
You clean.
Yes.
You clean.
You learn things on Rant Radio.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just think that people like, what were you going to say? And then you thought better of it. I saw that.
I didn't think better. I kept getting interrupted and I stopped.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, it's a
no,
moment.
Hear
the
moment.
It's missed
no,
the moment.
I'll
the parents cleaned him up and then put his clothes back on before the ambulance
that,
came.
You have no idea how common that is.
I'm
quite sure.
Actually.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, we have to remember, even when...
Like some evidence.
But rigor mortis has to do with the muscles. And there's no... It's erectile tissue.
That's all blood.
Depending on the position in which they were lying.
Keep in mind.
Things not discussed.
Suicide is a messy business because it's you know your bottle yeah your bottle everything relaxes
and you know if you're wearing
out.
A cock ring or not.
Hey, it seems that this kid's got a double lot in Prince Albert. What the hell? You know what I always wonder about those guys? You know what I wonder about those guys? You got like all the dick rings and shit, and you'll see them. You know they got like
they have no feeling.
Like how the fuck do you pee? And hit the seat. That's a sit-down job. You sit down and it kind of sprays everywhere, and then you, like, wash off your ass. That's why you have bidets, okay? Because I'm like, I couldn't hit shit. I can barely hit stuff standing up anyway. You put a couple extra holes in there, I'm a fucking sprinkler system, man.
I only have one bathroom now, Sean.
Like
I have to use that bathroom now. Be nice.
Is it brutal, you know, when you piss and you get a little bit on your pants, you wind up going to the bath, up to the fucking tap, and you splash some more water on the rest of your pants to cover it up? You know, every guy in the
you're
world
giving away
done.
Secrets.
If you're that pierced, you have to worry.
Shut up, Sean.
Your dad didn't get you to sign the non-disclosure agreement.
My favorite statement is whenever Sean says something really embarrassing that he did, you know, that the thing that all guys have ever done, you know, like just throws it out there.
Yeah, just like when he says like what all women, you know, like all women clean up their guys' shit, and I'm like last week, and I'm just like,
I never said that.
You're going off on this.
Yes, you did. You were drunk.
How women like how women all like go in and try and clean clean up their guy's stuff without
She's
their permission.
She's like, my bedroom is completely messed up.
Yeah, you were drunk, okay. And I'm sitting there trying to explain that my boyfriend cleans up my shit because he saw my bedroom once, and he's just like, oh my god, we have to clean this up.
That's fine.
Yeah, well now you're sober.
Well, I still agree with that. I was right when I was drunk.
No.
Ray says, haha, Sean was so drunk last week.
Actually,
yeah, you were.
Yeah,
so
Ray.
That I had to leave.
Sean was
so
drunk, huh?
Pissed.
Yeah, I was.
Wrestling,
Sean was
wrestling with Sariette.
No, actually, I was.
What?
New Year's.
You were drunk, too.
You were really drunk.
Last week? He was mixing the drink.
You were mixing the drink.
I
just feel the need to clarify. Those statements were made 2 weeks ago.
What?
Because it was when Goodwill called Sumerian. About
okay, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a separate discussion that happened when Sean.
No,
was drunk.
No, I remember it. It
no,
wasn't last
Sean
week.
Was Sean wasn't
two,
there.
There was two
Sean
discussions.
Sean wasn't there.
It was
on Christmas.
Always do go in and
no,
try to organize
was,
the guy's
there,
shit.
No. There was one argument last week about like cleaning up their rooms, and there was an argument a couple of weeks before that about the taking clothes out of their closet. That you don't like and donate them to Goodwill, which
okay.
is another thing I would never fucking do.
Why not?
Well, first off, my boyfriend has taste, and he, you know. Second, if his closet was in that dire need of help, I would sit down and have an intervention. I wouldn't do shit behind his back.
I'm really confused.
Skitty says you're evil when you're drunk.
She's a plant.
Well, if there's
vintage,
you don't wear them.
Skitty says I'm evil when I'm drunk.
Remember, you're on the phone with her and you're
Skitty
being.
Oh, Skitty has no idea.
Sean wasn't drunk there. he was buzzed.
Instant founding Cenobite. Just add alcohol.
Yep. Sean is
bad.
Everything, and alcohol
there's
brings out
bad,
the Cenobite.
There's a bad creature locked deep within Sean, which is opened by the runic fluid of alcohol. And then once he's freed, he tries to maintain that for weeks and weeks and weeks.
I like this.
And
I
like,
keep this form.
And I'm like, and I'm all like, you know, there's Sean in the RC
yes.
church with a bunch of nuns going by, you know, sitting there.
Give it up. Give him a mic.
Thank you. Don't you have anything to tell us right now?
Sounds embarrassing.
No.
Sounds,
no.
Mildly
all
funny.
All bad. What are we talking about?
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, this is my big embarrassing moment. I said, "That's like me, honey. When I finish the beer, I know what to do with the bottle."
Oh! There's another soundbite.
Woohoo! Deep down pervert, I really am.
There you go, Smokehouse soundbite for
you.
You
lucky bastard.
There's a soundbite.
You really, close, you just...
You know that there's 10 million
so
coders sitting out there looking at a picture of Wolf. They're all going to the page, what the fuck does that chick look like?
click.
What the fuck does that chick... Oh, I hate Enki a lot.
If we put all these pictures together, we can morph her whole body. 3D.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a 3D rendering of quote. And one beer bottle. Okay, so... Danger. No, so...
Quick time VR. Rotating.
There you go, Nixter. Pull that one off in 35 minutes. But,
the race is on.
No, but I mean, everybody's so uptight in this country about sex and shit like that. People are like, oh, well, you know, whatever, you know. But in getting back to that Max Lewis.
People are uptight in this country about sex.
Compared to other places. Yeah. Compared to Europe.
Oh. Compared to Spain?
There is sex on TV.
One thing to have
on
TV,
like, on,
another
during
thing for
the day.
People to, for people to, like, talk about it like it's normal. That's
well, the unfortunate
yeah.
part
I
is...
I kind of thought it was pretty much 80% of what people talked about.
The unfortunate part
different
is
level,
in
though.
Canada, we're too close to the United States, and the United States has been too really, really fucking twisted by their Puritan origins.
Oh,
and
yeah. They'll have violence, but no sex.
That is, like, the most, like, socially twisted fucking country on the planet Earth.
Yes.
Bar none. I love the United States. I was a member of it, and it damaged me.
I see your United States and raise you Morocco.
Well,
no.
Worse,
it's okay
yes.
for your 6-year-old to fantasize about
no.
killing
no,
people
we, well,
as long as they don't
said,
know about sex.
I never,
sex
that's right.
Or 14.
I should have paraphrased that when I said the civilized world.
I don't see anything much civilized about the United States, but you know, yeah, you go travel through some of the darker areas of like Compton, South Central Los Angeles. You tell me that's fucking civilized.
burnt out cars.
No
stores.
Places
bars on windows.
Just don't go.
Because it's pointless.
Because it's a warlord state. Yeah. Okay.
There was a neighborhood in New York when I was there, but that was at the beginning of the whole crack. war thing that was going on in the inner
war
city.
War on drugs.
Yeah, well, there was literally a neighborhood in up in Harlem in Manhattan called... called Shooter's Alley that the cops could not drive down without taking large arms fire.
Wow.
So that happens. You know, and there's... These areas exist even to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so... Anybody who sits there and thinks, oh, you know, the perception of society is a nice place and that, you know,
some
power does not come
nice.
From a barrel of a gun, you're fucking lying to yourself.
Some places are nice, some places are bad.
Yeah. It's all,
where
it's
you
all,
live.
It's the enemy at your gate.
You and know, it's your perception, too.
Yeah, you bet. People in Tibet are dying by the thousands. People in Rwanda died by the thousands.
People could think their neighborhood is bad because there's a sex shop.
Yeah,
it.
Just... It's,
does that make
and
it
it's
bad?
All, and, you know, and people try to get rid of it, and if that doesn't work, they use force, which is, of course... the supreme authority from which all other authority is derived, and that's it.
Why can't we all just get along?
Because
wouldn't
we're
that
people.
Striving it's not called Earth. Utopia. It's called Earth.
And nobody thinks for themselves.
Yep. Okay, Mac Leather story. You didn't finish it?
Oh, sorry. So back to this guy. You know, and I'm sitting there, and this Mac Leather story was originated by Slippery Substances. So I went up to the counter after looking at all this art, because there's amazing art in there. If you ever go into this, some
that's really good.
Drawings and shit up on the walls. It's like, wow, you know, some serious artistic talent. And it's interesting. I call that fish bowling, and I recommend it to anyone. When you go fish bowling, is when you go and you enter into another person's or another culture's reality.
Respect.
Go to a city. Go to a gay bar. But I'm not gay. Yes, yeah, I realize that. Go to the gay bar. Sit in the gay bar. Have a beer. And if somebody comes up and says hi, I'd be like, hi. You know, just before, like, I don't want to offend you or anything. I'm straight, and I don't understand gay culture, so I'm just trying to understand it. Holy fuck, would they be receptive to you?
Yeah.
Be like, wow, are you serious? Hey, Murray, there's a breeder over here who wants to know something about gay culture.
Come on over.
He's not trying to burn books or nothing. They'll probably surprise the fuck out of him, you know what I mean?
They probably want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
You know, oh, they are. They're the best. Okay, gay white men are the only white men who can dance.
That's true.
That is a fact. Okay, they can drink anyone. I will take 15 random fags out of any gay bar and put them against the most burly rugby team you've ever seen, and we'll put alcohol on the table, and we'll see who goes down first. Okay.
Oh.
Ba-dunk. No, seriously, they will, in more ways than one, those gay guys will put down the rugby team. Okay, seriously, oh yeah. The whole, oh my gosh, I've never seen people drink so
I
much.
Have a bad taste in my mouth.
So did they.
But no, seriously, I mean, I think that gay culture is very, 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 very funny. I think that the way, and a lot of them laugh at themselves, and I mean, is it something that I'm into myself personally? No. No, it's not something I'm into, but, I mean, shit, they're not hurting anybody. Just leave them the fuck alone.
Besides, they throw the best parties.
They throw amazing parties.
Good music.
Oh, yeah, and it's all cool. It's all cool, no matter what happens. Oh, well, what happened? I had a head full of cocaine, and, well, I fucked Rob, and we wound up in the middle of the desert and had some peyote, and, you know.
But I'll never forget it.
And I woke up, and I was on the sea. Sounds like a good time. Yeah, it's Friday night. Yeah,
Friday night.
My biggest concern was I couldn't get back here to the post office. You know, how are you doing, redneck?
I had to mail a letter.
And how are you doing, redneck, gun-toting psycho guy who's so sexually tense? I'm fine. Fuck you, you queer.
Fine. I don't,
you know,
like men.
Who would you rather have as your neighbor? You know, the guy wearing the fur coat is out there mowing his lawn with a cigarette and a stick on, morning! Or you've got fucking buddy to your immediate right who looks like falling down with high and tight, who's got the pristine lawn staring past your house at the guy with a cigarette.
Pacing his lawn saying, I'm the angel of death and the hour of reckoning is at hand.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to choose the community I lived in versus the book-burning bigot Christians, I'll go hang out with the satanic-worshipping fags with the good albums. Okay, that's where I'm going.
Meanwhile, you live in Langley.
We got this escalator to hell we're working on.
Yes.
I'd rather listen to Erasure than country music.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a recovered homophobe.
Oh,
I was bad.
You have no idea.
Oh, my God. That was like put him in camps.
This,
seriously,
not only was he talking about putting him in camps, I remember one time
family, he borrowed graph paper to design one.
Yeah, no,
I'm not making that up.
I was like young. I was like totally young.
Wow.
And I was just scared.
Because, you know, when you're in high school, saying somebody is a fag.
Oh, well, when you're in high school in Langley.
Every day, you hear that.
Yeah, like gay equals bad.
And
if you want to say something is bad, you say it's gay.
Right?
Yeah, because gay equals bad.
You know, and it's like
talk to you. You know nothing about it, and it's just, well, learn things.
So you're sitting there, people go, wow, Sean used to think that way? Yeah, I did. Well, you're an idiot. Well, yeah, I was. You know, people change. You grow, you learn, get over it, okay? And that's why, you know, these politicians, oh, well, he smoked pot. Really?
Good.
Good on him.
I hope he did cocaine and all that because he knows about it.
Right on. Okay, then he might know something.
He knows what it's like then.
I understand. I understand these people who got this big fag
hatred on the go. I have no problem with somebody who did drugs. I do have a problem with somebody who was an addict being... like in charge.
And that influences how they live their life.
Well, not only that, the level of stress that comes in.
The level of susceptibility.
Ding.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
I don't have a problem with them. I'd like to help them.
Yeah,
well, sure.
He's
talking about the leader of a country. He's talking about
the
leader of a country.
Did I mention
I'd like
George?
To help him, too.
yeah, but would you like him to be, a cocaine addict?
Ladies and gentlemen, the
not
next
an addict.
Of the United States, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Right on.
Something. No.
That'd be interesting, at least.
Nick! I'm at it.
No, Mr. President, we can't do that.
Why? It's just a dart there.
That's the middle of the ocean. Nobody's there. Do it anyway.
Fucking fish.
I'm the guy you want wired in the Oval Office.
But in all seriousness, I mean, getting back to the gay culture thing. So getting back to the painting with the guy in
Max Leather.
Wow, this is way deeper than any,
Tangent.
The tangent. Okay, and I'm amazed.
Off aboard the tangent train.
I'm amazed that I can bring that back to that. Okay, so I am now traveling over, and I'm looking at all the leather devices in Max Leathers. You know, you got like the dildos that are bigger than your leg.
Like,
you know,
wait,
you're looking
with
at the dildo, and I'm like.
That's a decoration, isn't it?
And I'm looking at this thing,
isn't
and they
it?
Sell them. And they sell them. Like, well, the ones that are bigger than a thermos, right? And you're, like, looking at them, and you're like, okay. I don't know if this is, like, is this not strict? Like, Max Leather is not just, like, it's not gay culture. Like, it's not just gay. It's for, like, anyone in
the
anybody.
Shit,
right? Any S&M, bondage clubs, whatever. Right? Which, incidentally, the difference between S&M and bondage is important to know. S&M is sadomasochism, is like the whole whipping and chaining thing. Bondage is developed by the French to increase orgasm due to restraint.
Doesn't mean you're going to get hurt in bondage.
Bondage is just tying up.
Could be S&M with
is the whole
silk scarves.
Thing.
Oh, no, hurt.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway.
Reveal more about yourself.
Silk is stronger than steel. That'll cut the shit out of your wrists. Don't use silk. Velour.
Velour.
What I recommend actually
so
is
that's what you guys did with that scarf mom gave her.
Now isn't that just all kinds of kinky dirty? My mom gave me this.
Oh
yeah, baby. Yeah. You know.
Tell me more about your mom.
You got pictures of the whole family.
This is great.
You know, put pictures of Jesus on the wall. She's strong, she's young, she can take a lot of them.
Wait, so Max Leathers is for anybody.
Sorry. Sorry. Whap. Thigh size dildos. I'm like looking at these. Like, oh. And what we were originally talking about when I walked into the shop was lubricants. And there was this guy behind the counter who looked like he was, you know. I'm not a homophobe, but I'll call them fags. And when they're a flaming queer guy, all the other flaming queer guys will go, yeah, that guy's flaming. Like, you are a fag's fag. You know what I mean? So, and this guy's behind the counter. He's like, hello. I'm like, hi, how's it going? She's like, oh, he's really good. I'm like, okay, what is this Slip-X? And he goes, it's the slipperiest. And that's as far as I took that. I'm like, you know what? You say it is, and it's true.
What you're thinking is, please, no anecdotes.
And I'm just like, you know.
Please, I'll just take your word. Don't illustrate the point.
I'm wide awake. The more I sleep, you'll understand when I'm dead. Yeah.
Some people prefer Crisco, but this stuff's amazing.
And it's like, this is the slipperiest. And by him saying that, That would be like Stephen Hawking's 13 hours explaining mathematically how this was, in fact, the slipperiest would not have convinced me any more than this man's lips enunciating those words.
Slipperiest.
This is the slipperiest. This is the guy who works at Mac Leathers, and by the fuck, he knows. You know?
If I'm going to build a doghouse,
I'm phoning Shell Buzzy. I want to get nailed in the keister by something the size of my legs, I'm talking to this guy. Okay?
Oh,
I'm like
that.
And I'm like, damn, you know?
Write that down before you
give me. No, that's just off the cuff. But I mean, seriously, no.
Mental image of somebody asking that question to Shell Buzzy.
Oh, yeah. My God. Hey, I want to get nailed in the ass by something the size of my
what's
leg.
The slippery?
What's the slipperiest? Hang on, I got to call somebody. Max Leathers. Hi, what's the slipperiest? That would be SlipX. Absolutely. Well, I'm having visions of putting this shit on my car because I know I'll go faster. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn, this is the slipperiest shit known to man.
On your shoes, on your car.
This is not the slipperiest substance known to man. Like, you know, yes, it is. Well, there it is. There's your evidence, folks. Anyone care to see proof? I didn't think so.
We've got videos.
On here. And it's not like, oh, Sean, you're a homophobe. No, I just don't want to see any, you know, biker-style man shove something larger than my leg up his ass with the use of the SlipX stuff.
You don't want to see the comparison
it's like,
test.
It's like, whoop. I'm like, do you even grunt anymore when you push?
This
or
is
this kind of a... exhale, plop, flush kind of a thing going on
this
there.
This is with normal lube. Now we're going to use SlipX.
I'm like, seriously, you have to chew a lot, don't you, to make sure you get nutrition, right? Like, holy cow, otherwise you'll just pass the whole turkey leg.
No, man, he just pulls out the plug. Boosh. Done.
It's like, no Japanese for me. Oh, chakambo! Plop, flush. Yeah. Like, he's the origin of Silent But Deadly, you know what I'm saying? Scaring the fuck.
There's nothing silent about me, baby.
Yeah. I'm like, screamer.
What's your little smoke rings?
Damn, that looked like an afterburner. What was that?
I'm like... But I mean, seriously. In all honesty, though, getting back to the guy on the lawn, you got the house in suburbia, and you've got the... Is dot-com girl okay over there?
I'm all right. She looks like she's having an aneurysm.
I just
don't worry, it'll pass.
To a new low.
What?
Oh, we've
Why?
Been lower.
Why? We're talking about SlipX.
I haven't been around long enough to
no.
see a deeper low.
No, this is...
Well, yeah.
We've been
this
much
is,
lower.
Welcome, for those of you who have just tuned in, welcome to What the Hell? We're
talking
sponsored
about
SlipX. By
SlipX. SlipX and Dr. Brett. But seriously.
In our all
oh,
anal sex special.
All anal sex special.
People who sit there.
We already
right
had
now,
that one.
There's a huge portion of people that you're not going to be able to change your mind. There's a huge portion
Starring
of people you're not going to be able to change
yeah.
your mind where you have the... imagine yourself, you got your house, right? And you're not either really leaning into one particular thought camp or another particular thought camp. But if I was sitting in my suburban house with my wife, and on one side of me, I have like... uber gay guy. He is the gay guy from all other gay guys.
But respectful.
Like, oh yeah, but his house is like paisley, and he's got like the dog, and he's got like the leopard print whatever, and they're like, you know, they're always just loud. They're playing.
He has two male dogs, and he doesn't mind. He didn't get
yeah,
them fixed.
And he's got like the
little shrine to the village people over by his stairs.
Yeah, you know, and they like they dress like Elvis, and I get bad visions through the bedroom window, whatever. You know what I mean? And on the right hand side, you have uber conservative Christian right wing Bible thumpers. Who are you going to invite over to your house for dinner?
The fags.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if people just think that way versus. What they do in their bedroom is wrong. Fuck.
I don't want. I may not want to envision what two large overweight gay men do to each other in the privacy of their bedroom. But the truth is, most of my neighbors, I don't want to think about it either.
Yeah.
I look at.
It's
I look
in
at
their
it.
Bedroom.
I'm
That's
like,
fine.
I mean, I am as straight as an arrow, and you do not want to envision what I'm doing in my bedroom either.
No, sir, I do not.
No,
Thank
sir.
You for that mental image.
So.
Oh, I so second that.
So,
ding. I missed it, and I don't want to hear it again.
If everyone would just relax and just be cool with these fucking people, and you know this entire bullshit.
You don't
would be
have
over
to
with.
Imagine them in bed to. You know, eat dinner with them. Frankly,
that's
it's
right.
kind of counterproductive.
You know, their sex and the direction their dicks are going, or tongues, depending on your gender, is not. Yeah, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Is
or
not
whatever.
Loaded heavily with flip ass.
It's not who they are.
Get
that's
your
right.
Ass.
You know,
the engine was driven 50 miles farther with slip ass.
Hey, no oil.
And it's oil. And it still retained its viscosity.
I want to see
they
like the
have
monster.
That.
I want to see the monster truck vibrator. Your Nunbuster takes on all comers.
Dildosaurus.
25,000 rip roaring power. Big spinning flame. You know, and here's anal intruder. Oh, you know, I'm like,
we're going head to head with Nunbuster.
If vibrator commercials were more acceptable on television.
If vibrator commercials were created by the same people who do, like, ads for the brick.
Oh, perfect.
what I want to
do not pay until 2001.
Do not pay until 2001. Not only that, you know that one with those new batteries? That are like overtake planes and shit.
People.
Yeah, like this one.
We did battery tests.
You know, this couple
after
shows up with perma smile and a CGI smile past their temples. And they're like, oh, there's your problem. You know?
This one went 200 rounds, whereas the old battery's 50.
What happened to the vibrator? It shook apart its molecules and fell through the planet. That's some pretty high RPM we got going on there.
Oh, my God. Should I open this?
What is it?
Nixter. It's entitled WTH underscore Bud underscore Quoth. Here is Quoth with the Bud.
Yeah.
Stop.
Do it.
Stop.
No. Okay, I'll describe the description. Here's Quoth with the Bud beer bottle in as here microphone. I made it as an ad to him.
Oh, okay.
Up to you.
I think he's got two. Instead of holding the microphone, he's
it's
got two.
Probably a beer bottle. He replaced the microphone with a beer bottle.
Okay, well, let's open it.
Okay.
Nixter. Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what the hell show? Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
And there's a little subtle humor.
Whipped together in a half an hour.
Ah!
If you listen to the show, you'd know what it meant.
Yeah.
Again?
Nice. Quietness. Okay.
Well, there was that time they left the webcam on.
Yes, we still haven't reviewed that tape.
In the living room.
I was gonna loop it before the next show.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
To the bow now. And now the spokespeople for SlipX, Quoth and Enki.
You know, my girlfriend asked me why I don't invite her to come over to the show. Oh,
the
yeah.
Same reason why my wife doesn't turn on.
It doesn't even turn on the show.
Don't want to know
anymore. Yeah, the last time I was going off about, you know, going on a 5-day bender or something, like, there was two guys at my house and she was listening and she was looking at these
oh
guys
my
and
God.
Looking at her and stuff, and they're like, oh my God. It's kind of an awkward scene. Yeah, it was bad. It was
Tracy,
bad.
If
I
you
no
ever
day.
Managed to hear a recording of this, now you know.
Yeah, no, it's we met Tracy.
Yes.
The other day. It's nice.
Yep. I know, she's actually a lot better.
Now that she's gotten medication.
She's gotten better.
Not a joke.
She's a big lady. She's not like
she's much better.
Like
now.
Between her and Dak, it's like if they ever like made it and had children, they'd have really big children.
She's 5'11".
Yeah, she's huge.
Okay.
She's like a big person. She's
oh,
like,
big as in tall.
Like she's okay. Big. Like
just.
She's not fat. She's built
big.
Like, she's built like Desmond, only not so
wow.
Fat and big.
She's great. East German build.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, stop.
The way I like them.
Yeah. I'm like,
unbreakable.
You got it. Not much fun, Stalingrad.
Not much fun in Stalingrad.
All depends how you
seriously,
do it.
She could, like, between the two of them, they could, like, hold off a small army.
Oh, look, it's a mating ritual. They're holding off seriously, a barbarian horde.
They like
will,
that. It gets
I
them going.
I will gracefully watch a biker gang with SlipX and use my own legs to first envision that action. So I'm just, you know, kind of going ahead here. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
No, you don't want to know. Just carry on.
Carry on with your normal lives.
But credits will do fine. Okay, so...
Mr. Echo sends a message. He says, I don't know what this means. I was going to call in and tell Colt that Cerulean is staying up here in Alaska.
Forever?
And she has renamed herself Miss Echo.
Was she staying there forever? Permanent?
They said, Mr. Echo and I have an announcement to make.
They're getting married?
She's staying up there. Apparently. I don't know what
okay,
her dad
no,
thinks.
I need some clarification here.
We need some clarification. I don't know what her dad thinks about this. Remember
oh,
her
God.
Dad saying that she was supposed to be returned in good order?
First.
return her in
she's
good order.
She's supposed to come back from Alaska.
Answer me a question. How do we know this is Mrs. Echo actually writing this?
No, it's Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo and Miss Echo.
Well, that's what I meant. How do we
know? By the way, this is Gargoyle Cerulean.
Fucking A! I say right on. Name your first kid.
Great.
Is that the official cult coupling going on here?
The first official cult coupling brought together by cult.
Coupling.
I'm sure there's been a few cult
couplings. But not to this extent.
I mean, the parts are compatible.
What I want to know is this all leading up to the first cult mass wedding?
Well,
oh my God, would that ever be weird?
Wow. Sean would be the preacher.
I might wind up being the best man or something, but which would make probably about the seventh time I've been a best man at a wedding.
Well, I'm asking them, please.
Please let
tell
us. Please let us know if, like, what's
Dad,
going on
Dad
here.
Dad doesn't know, Miss Echo
well,
says.
Well, I hope he's not listening.
Wow.
I've been waiting for reports on my lost daughter. I'm listening to Rant Radio, and I...
Are you staying? Is she legal?
They haven't said anything.
She's 21.
Say something.
Well, if she's 21 and he's not, fuck her dad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. I'm in Alaska.
I like it.
I like it here.
Mr. Echo is treating me just great.
And I licked my finger, you know? What the hell?
She says, yes, I'm legal.
Well, there you go.
Done.
Fucking A. I think it's great.
Not for me.
I'm going to
be on, Garth.
21 next month. Dad doesn't know.
Great.
Dad doesn't know that you're 21 yet next month? Dad's pretty dumb.
Hence being in Alaska. With three guys. Now,
hey, smoke a fat
She chose one. She chose one.
Wait, hold on.
Three to choose from.
Hold on. She moved up to Alaska in the middle of
she
fucking
left.
Winter.
No, she went up there to visit them.
Visit. She has nothing. Clothes are back home. She has, like, what she wore
and
up
she
there.
And she moved up, and
that's
she's gone up there
awesome.
In the middle of winter.
The middle of winter.
Strong.
Love is strong in the middle of winter. Lots of cuddling, you know, warm up body.
If I recall correctly, it was colder where she was than in Alaska.
Oh, yes, okay.
Alaska, yes. Yeah, she was in Chicago.
What? Now you're.
She's staying for good, or so she says. Yep. First cult couple.
Wow.
What?
Have
I
some
missed
Slipax.
That.
Okay,
so. He'll stop that. He'll stop that friction.
A bottle of Slipax, the wet, wobbly one. That'll get to meet a man who can finish an entire cold cock can. Cold cock. Anyway, so.
Yeah, that's just bad.
Okay.
She was supposed to go back last Friday.
And Dad doesn't know.
How's Dad handling this?
Does Dad even hurt yet?
Who gives a fuck? She's legal.
Templar Knight is a real minister and can marry people. If people didn't know. Templar Knight marrying them? Oh my God.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
I better get an in.
Ronan Templar Knight. Oh yeah, black outfit, small
holy
tester.
Shit. Holy shit, who's designing the bridesmaids' outfits?
Now we'll get all the profits.
H.R. Giger? We'll get Gloom Bunny.
We'll get all the profits to design the wedding gowns, right?
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, that'd be so... Oh, God, that'd be fabulous. That's fucking amazing. That's like, I'm stunned right now.
There'll be like a utility belt on the bridesmaids' outfits. It'll have like knives and shit on it.
And a large bottle of Slipax.
No, hang on. What are we talking about now? He's a gargoyle.
Yes.
And I'm gonna make a bit of a jab here. There would be a lot of people in his wedding. But Echo
both gargoyles.
But the problem is that Echo would probably kick and ban most of them.
But
okay. And if he doesn't laugh at that.
Thank you, Buddy Rich.
Probably everyone can call this a story. Yeah, there we go. I'm just fucking.
They would have to be listening to us.
He'll
awesome.
Kick you first. He'll kick you in the ass first.
If you guys are getting married, I'd like some details. I think.
Well,
I
mean, it's only a week so far. Come on.
Well, I'd like
give
to know.
A, give him a little
if
while.
If they're saying that. And they're going to
well,
do
she's
it.
She's staying there. It's pretty. That's pretty
if
serious.
She didn't go home. I don't know what the score is, but fuck, I think it's great.
Maybe she'll fly herself up there later or whatever.
Wow.
Oh my God! It is 9 o'clock. Actually.
And it's time to end the show.
Can we at least take one call?
Take
we
one
can't.
Call?
No.
The phone's not set up. We cannot. The phone is not set up.
Yeah, that's
next
why you're
week.
Not. You can't call in.
Yeah.
But I think the show tonight was pretty good.
It was very good.
What did we learn? Let's ask. Sorry,
what did we learn?
What did we learn? This is the slipperiest.
Slipperiest. And what do you say, Steven?
Absolutely right.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also learned that Buddhist monks say the darndest things.
Yes,
Buddhist yes monks that's
and
correct.
We all know a head full of rhetoric does not a monk make. All right.
Did you
and
make that up
Drexel,
yourself?
Actually, we should all go around and say what we learned this show. Drexel, what did you learn this show?
I already knew all that.
He learned nothing.
Try harder next week.
Actually, what he learned was that his mic was not loud enough.
No, he was in control of his loudness.
I already knew that.
And it's quite loud.
Hey, I've been putting control, so now I have to be responsible about it.
I think the levels were excellent this show. I don't know about there on the internet, but they were really good.
And that's all thanks to me.
You didn't touch anything.
Sure.
I learned that .com girl has a very barbed wit who waits very silently, much like a serpent, and then strikes in a soft spot.
Oh, such like
expected.
Projectile Vomit Man does the same. Stores it up. Then strike!
Yeah, but he doesn't strike.
But he stores it up in his bile duct. You know, you get that vomit.
Ronamek, you probably learned that Slip-X was the Slip-X.
Of course, silly.
And Uncle Dak, what did he learn? Well, everyone's like, oh, that's disgusting. Shock cut to outside the store. Uncle Dak, what are you doing? Nothing. I didn't know where I was. I'd like to buy some Slip-X. I'm sorry, that guy just bought everything. We're out.
So where do you get that? Max Leather.
Max Leather.
Dirty girl.
Max Leather on Granville.
Dirty girl.
I think it's 10:43 Granville.
Send us those Corona bottles.
Corona and Slip-X.
Oh, my God. It's woo-hoo. Dirty. Okay.
Dirty.
D-I-R-T-Y.
I learned where the ass end of the world is, and we're broadcasting from there right now.
Yes.
With Slip-X.
With Slip-X. This
show's
brought
to you.
To get us into the room.
I learned that Sim can't give proper directions to his new house to save his life.
Very
yes,
true.
Yes, it's true.
You don't know that. He didn't have to give
Says
proper
Avenue.
Instructions.
That's wrong, right?
His
Avenue
life did not depend on giving correct instructions. So maybe he could if his life did depend on it.
What did you learn?
I've learned that despite the fact I've got the IP rights on perverted discussion, you people are willing to violate them at any time. I will be sending you all the licensing documentation later today. You'll hear from my lawyers.
Yeah, he was doing
and
this 2 years ago.
We all learned something about both of them.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
You and your little habit.
I learned that Enki's been lying to me about his spit.
Oh!
Not the slipperiest. I got him.
Wow!
Visions of rock in my head.
Something's breaking down in his head. Look.
Did we skip .com girl here?
Yes, we did.
Oh no, I just learned where to buy Slip-X.
Yeah. Where to buy Slip-X.
And are we done with the Corona bottles?
Yes, that's right.
And I learned NAMBLA is not indefensible.
I learned that NAMBLA is not indefensible, which
they're
is something...
sponsored by Slip-X.
Oh boy.
I don't
know.
That
boy.
That actually wasn't
Slip-X.
I don't think
Slip-X
would Slip-X would sponsor them. No.
I think I have to make absolutely sure that it is Slip-X, not Slippery X or Slip-all. Or something like that, because I think next time
they should have a website. Here's one I don't want to go to.
Yeah.
No. I want to go down there and get some. And then what we can do is
bring it here. And do bad things.
Get some tarpaulin.
I may not show up for that show.
I'll bring the AMO.
You gotta get some tarpaulin and one of those banana sliders that you turn on the hoses for, and then you just never mind. That's how you have to get into the studio. Never mind. But that's all good. So.
It'll be a scientific test. If we can get a stake through the center of one of those little lifesavers candies, it is in fact a slipper.
I can't find Slip-X at all in the internet.
What happened? I've been trying Slip-X out in the shower and I'm stuck in the drain. I don't know what's going on here.
But it tastes like root beer.
Well, why don't you go all the way? Well, Dak was in here before me and he tried it too, and I don't know. Kind of scary. I've got this strange probing feeling, though.
If someone can find my keys, we'll drive out of here.
So anyway, time to sign off before the night.
And goodbye.
Yeah. Before this degenerates.
Goodbye to...
Believe me, it's pretty degenerate.
Before this degenerates.
Go ahead.
Can we just have 3 hours a week where there's no porn involved? 3 hours.
So
impossible.
Okay, quick, Sean, throw a tantrum. Okay.
Mr. Echo, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Artemis and Lathe, AVPU, Battlewax, Haze, Ophidophi, Pseudo, Apocalypse, Live, The Oracle, DRCH, Case, Erase, LinkRX, Sanix Breaker, One Josh, Cake Hexler, Miss Echo, Babs, Rooster, No Deal, Nixter, Cyber, Samurai, Marius, Soltrance, Mr. Echo again on his Linux machine, Half Elf, Infaloop, Orphan, Terrell, Plastic Skitty, Crazy Fox, Star Baby, Tenchi, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Roto, Sparky, LMZ AFK, Server LMZ AFK, okay. Sideslide, Creep, Dark Angel, and Hellborn.
And remember, everyone, that there's a cult meeting tomorrow in the cult channel at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard
Time. For cult people.
For cult members.
At
if you're not a cult member, you can become a cult member at join@thecult.org and You can get
Yeah, yeah, get off your own agenda. Come on.
Boss, do you really want me?
No, it's fine.
All right.
Okay.
So if you join at thecult.org, and
you can attend too.
And you too can show up at this nifty little room and meeting where we would do it in Active Worlds, but Active Worlds sold the cult compound. I was really pissed about that.
What?
Son.
How can they sell a compound?
Well, apparently the server got shut down and wiped or whatever, and they sold that section of the Active Worlds, and that we got pulled up.
You got bought out. Sorry.
Yeah. So our compound's gone.
Virtual urban renewal.
Yeah, virtual urban renewal. I was really pissed off. I'm like, what, are we the cult members dispossessed? What are we going to... We're going to be like the Jews of cyberspace. We'll wander around with no home or what?
For 40 years.
For 40 years, and then we'll be like... Then we'll just be taking a country.
We demand a state!
Holy fuck. Anyway, that's it for us. So have a good night. And tomorrow, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for cult members.
Have a good one, everyone.
And I got my RC working at work, so I'll be there.
Yay! Later, people.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.